Hello, fans, and welcome into Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, on a hot triple-digit Friday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. They're taking on the Watsonville Aggies on Veterans Appreciation Night here at Tiger Field, brought to you by Rick Bassetti and company here. For the Colt 45s, a new season upon us, the 2025 campaign, my first opening day here with KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. Looking forward to a wonderful season here for the Colt 45s. We have some returners on the roster. Tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. They're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. So, thankful to Shasta Regional for sponsoring tonight's game. We'll bring a live edition of Colt 45's Baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding. Shadows covering just that little part on the third base side of foul territory. We'll have the national anthem coming up soon. But to get things started here, we'll get the starting lineup for the Watsonville Aggies rolling out for you. We have Bobo Landoli leading things off and playing center field for the Aggies. He'll be followed up by Micah Cervantes at second base, sporting that number 2, and then number 22, Carlos Cruz Mar at shortstop, batting third, and then in the cleanup spot, number 18, Cody Hankty. He's out there patrolling left field for the Watsonville Aggies. And then he'll be followed up in the lineup, batting in that 5 spot, Jackson Parmenter at first base. Jackson Parmenter, we saw him here last season. I believe he played for NBO Sacramento. I could be incorrect on that. After Parmenter, it'll be William Fisher in right field, followed by Alec Ortiz, the DH, and then Noah Pang playing the hot corner third base tonight, followed by Benjamin Tucker, who will be behind the dish. He'll be catching the balls and strikes from Joseph Keldzen, the right-hand pitcher for the Watsonville Aggies. Again, that's Landoli in center, Cervantes at second, Cruz Mar, the shortstop, Hanke in left, Parmenter at first, Fisher in right, Ortiz the DH, Hang at third, and Tucker behind the dish. For the Colt 45s, they're going to be sending out Ty Cook, who was on the roster last year on the 2024 campaign. Ty Cook, the 6'3", 220 right-hander out of Butte College, was 6-1 with a 2.51 ERA, started 6 games, appeared in 3 others. In 39 and a third innings pitch, he had 55 strikeouts, 12 walks, and gave up only 33 hits. For the Colt 45s, their leadoff man will be the center fielder, Trahan Bogowski. He'll be followed up by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop tonight, captain of the infield, followed by Andrew Mora at first base. And then our old friend, McGuire Smith, who's a returner from last year, he's going to be the designated hitter, followed by Dylan Green, the second baseman, and then John Handy, the catcher. He'll be behind the dish, catching those balls and strikes from Ty Cook, followed by Dom DeCaneo in right field, then Tyler Zanizer in left, followed by Isaac Mandujano at the hot corner for the Colt 45s. So to reiterate, Rogowski in center, Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop, Moore at first, Smith the DH, Green at second, Handy the catcher, DeCaneo in right, Zanizer in left, and Mandujano at third base, as the respective pitchers are concluding their warm-up tosses out there in the outfield. And Ty Cook out there on the hill. Ty Cook, out of Butte College, solid starter last year for the Colt 45s. Returning again this year, he's on a short list of returners for the Colt 45s, as it is a stepping stone to get to the next level. Colby Raphael, Brandon Bowler, McGuire Smith, Brandon Zanny, and Trey Bennett are some others of note that are returning for the Colt 45s this season. Returning to play for Bob Anderson, manager of the Colt 45s, and also our old friend Eric Winchester, a former classmate of mine as well, taking part in some coaching duties for the Colt 45s this season. He's been coaching under Brad Rupert out at Shasta College. He'll be out here tonight helping coach for the Colt 45s on the season. For the Colt 45s, donning their white tank top jerseys with the yellow sleeves underneath. For the Watsonville Aggies, the all-black tops with the white lettering across the chest. Again, tonight's game is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. Ty Cook out there for the Colt 45s, facing off against Joseph Keldon. Ty Cook last year 6-1 with a 2.51 ERA. We'll see what the 6-3 right-hander can do tonight, facing off against the Watsonville Aggies lineup, a team that we did not see last year. As we will have coming up here, the flag stretched across the whole field on tonight's, again, Veterans Appreciation Night. So honoring all who served, have served, and even Gold Star families. Honoring all veterans. They'll be stretching that flag across the field momentarily and get a national anthem brought to you. Tonight in our third club VIP pavilion, we have Mayor Indeed and the premier civil litigation law firm in the area specializing in accident and injuries, business representation, and public entity representation. They have an excellent, dedicated support staff, preeminent attorneys, and proudly support the Shasta County community. The Grand Slam with Mayor and Deedon. Shout out Mayor and Deedon in the third base club. We also have KRCR TV here showcasing opening night for the 2025 campaign for the Colt 45s last season. On the season, they went 35-4. And ended the season with a 19-game winning streak, following in the footsteps of the previous season, where they went 31-8, ending the season with a 4-game winning streak. So, a string of successful seasons for the Colt 45s, who were established in 2004. And the goal of the Colt 45s as an independent collegiate baseball franchise is to give spectators a fan-friendly environment in a minor league atmosphere at the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tiger Field recently renovated in 2014. Well, I guess not so recent now, 11 years ago, but 2014 still feels recent to me. But a very much state-of-the-art minor league facility here for this professional league. Ty Cook on the year, of course, 0-0, getting his first start of the season as we get set now. Both teams coming out to respective sides on the field, getting ready to unveil this flag to allow them to set up properly. We're going to cut to break real quick. Again, tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're a five-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Dick Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM or online at KCNR1460.com, bringing to you this live edition of Friday Night Baseball between the Redding Colt 45s and the Watsonville Aggies as we get set to unveil the flag, stand, and remove our caps for the singing of tonight's national anthem. On a night where we are honoring veterans here at the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook out there on the hill facing off against Joseph Keldson today for the Colt 45s. Some technical difficulties here is, of course, honoring the flag. Want to make sure it does not touch the ground when they unveil this. Both lines of players are lined up out there on the field getting ready to stretch the flag out across the infield about 5 to 10 feet in front of home plate. Right before we get started here, it will be Aaron Van Mol singing the national anthem as we stand and remove our caps for the singing of national anthem. Again, that's Aaron Van Mol here tonight. For that edition of our national anthem as we honor all the veterans here, honoring all who served here from Tiger Field in Redding, California tonight. All veterans getting in with a valid military ID. And tomorrow night is North State Rodeo Night, so free admission for Rodeo Association and the Asphalt Cowboys, plus $1 off for wearing rodeo attire here on this three-game weekend series against the Watsonville Aggies. Starting things off on this opening night, again, the Colt 45s opening up the 2025 campaign here, facing off against the Watsonville Aggies. Last year, the Colt 45s, with a record of 35-4, ended the season with a 19-game winning streak. They could continue that here tonight, extending that 19-game winning streak from season to season with a win here tonight, which, as always, would love to see on an opening day, opening up this 2025 campaign. The Colt 45s in the last few years have only gotten better. 2019, they had an even record at 500 of 23-23. And since then, it's only gotten better. 2022, they were 26-9. And then in 2023, 31-8. And as I said, last year, 35-4. So the goal this year would be get better and do better. See if they can get less than 4 losses on the campaign. We do have a couple of road games next week, I believe, that they will be in Fresno to face the Fresno Athletics. And as always here at KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM, I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball here from the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California, kicking off opening day. Special thanks to Philip Churchill back in the studio producing things. The only reason I sound as good as I do, as always, trying to bring the best commentary here for baseball as I possibly can. Philip Churchill back in the studio filling in for David Wiley. We get ready to get started here as the starting lineup's being announced here for the Colt 45s. The umpires, a trio of them out there at home plate having a little meeting there. They're going to talk things over. The home plate and field umpires. Again, a three-game weekend series starting at 7:15 every night, which is your friendly reminder to bring your family on out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Again, tonight's game sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. As for Tiger Field, this is the 102nd year of Tiger Field. As Rick Bassetti is going to say a few words here.
$10,000 to purchase the newest canine officer for the City of Redding Police Department. Isn't he beautiful? He is beautiful. 18 months, 95 pounds, and he's already caught back. And we got to name him. His name is Colt. Go ahead and deliver the first pitch, canine officer style.
So to take you through what's happening right here, due to a little fundraiser from the Colt 45s, is a new canine officer for the Redding Police Department, and he's already logged a couple of bad guys himself. Now there's two officers, one of them with one of the safety suits on to make sure he's all fine, not getting bit, and the newest officer of the canine force named by the Colt 45s. Of course, his name is Colt. Just ran from the pitcher's mound to home plate where there was the officer waiting and did exactly what he was supposed to do. As we get ready to get things started and get this 2025 campaign started off. Also, a new addition to the crowd is Homer, the Colt 45's mascot, out here patrolling the crowd, talking to some fans and everything. As the Colt 45s get ready to take the field, Bob Anderson strolling out to home plate to hand in his lineup card, along with the manager of the Watsonville Aggies, Ken Nakagawa. The Watsonville Aggies have been around since 1969. So they exchange handshakes with the umpires, and Rick Bassetti just gave a little reminder that June 7th is Back the Blue Night. So some exciting promos here at the ballpark coming up here as we begin the month of June on this May 30th, just a couple days away from some midsummer baseball. June and July filled up with games. So again, reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark here at the historic Tagger Field in Redding, California. As the sun has started its descent, it's tucked behind the trees now. The field getting more and more shaded as we progress here. With a little bit of a later start today, or tonight rather, we have the Sandlot Band here as well, bringing some live music in. A reminder as well, game start 7:15, typically, but sometimes with all these pregame festivities. They celebrate right here at Tagger Field, but gates open at 6:30, so about 45 minutes before first pitch. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, it's Ty Cook, a returner from last year. Last year he had a 6-1 record with the Colt 45s and a 2.51 ERA. Started six games, appeared in three others. 39 in the third innings pitch. He struck out 55 and walked 12, giving up 33 hits. He's one of six returners for the Colt 45s. Colby Rafael, last year's steals leader for the Colt 45s, also returning. He's not in the lineup tonight. Brandon Bowler, the southpaw from Palomar Junior College, and teammates with Carter Jorison, who had that great back pick to end the game of the final game of the season last year. And then, of course, McGuire Smith out of Madera, California, playing first base. My apologies. Designated hitting tonight was the everyday first baseman last year. He led the team with 38 RBIs. He also walked 23 times last year. He batted 364 with a couple of home runs and a couple of triples out of Fresno City College. Then Brandon Zanny out of Simpson University, now what I can call my alma mater after graduating just a few weeks ago. And then Trey Bennett out of Etna, California, College of the Siskiyous. Zanny not in the lineup. The only other person in the lineup out of the returners is, well, Ty Cook starting tonight's game, but also McGuire Smith, who played in 31 games for the Colt 45s last year. So we get ready to get things started here. The Colt 45s anticipating taking the field tonight, standing outside the dugout, eagerly awaiting. The dimensions here at Tagger Field, down the right field line, 310 into the corner, down the left field line, 320, and then straight away, center field, 406, out by that batter's eye, black wall. All the advertisements all around the yellow walls as this meeting's about broken up here. The Colt 45s donning their home whites, the white tank top jerseys with the yellow sleeves underneath and the white bottoms. The Aggies rocking the white bottoms, black tops with the white lettering script across the chest saying Aggies. This is my first opening day calling it solo after taking things over for Austin White, who, again, on this Veterans Appreciation Day, shout out to Austin White. Thank you for your service, who left me with the responsibility of calling Colt 45 games last year after enlisting into the service and serving his country. He is one of many veterans everyone here in the crowd is honoring tonight on this Veterans Night in front of what is essentially a capacity crowd here at Tiger Field, but a very full crowd. Now hands have been shaken. Bob Anderson saunters back to the dugout. We're going to recognize a fan here. Colt 45's honoring a veteran who served. Lots of special events tonight. So Colt 45's take the field here. For the first time in 2025, Ty Cook takes a second to take a deep breath. Now strolls out to the mound and will climb up on top of the hill to begin his warm-up tosses to the catcher, John Handy. He begins those. Around the infield at third base, we have Isaac Manduhano. Shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll. And then at second base and first base, Dylan Green and Andrew Mora. In outfield, from left to right, we have Tyler Zanizer. In center, Trajan Rogowski. And then in right field, Dom DeCaneo. For the Colt 45s, as the shadows have started to cover the field all the way toward center field. Leading things off here will be Bobo Landoli, the center fielder. Landoli, Cervantes, and Cruz Mar due up for the Aggies. School 45s include their warm-up, throwing it around the infield. Ty Cook off that third base side, mixing in a fastball and breaking ball. The throw down on the money from the catcher, John Handy, as we get ready to begin things here tonight. Ty Cook getting the baseball and the nod from head coach Bob Anderson. Left-handed hitter, Bobo Landoli. Rocking number 5 for the Aggies. He'll step into the box on that left side, facing off against the right-hand throwing Ty Cook off the first base side of the rubber. Ty Cook peering over his glove now kicks and deals the first pitch, which comes in at 7:33. And that's the first pitch of the 2025 season, taking all the way was Landoli for a called strike one. Fastball right down Broadway. Wide stance on the left-hand hitter. Now Cook winds and deals the 0-1. This is low and in. One ball and one strike now. Cook peering in at Handy as catcher. Now kicks and delivers off that first base side. The 1-1 fouled back to the screen for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Infield playing at normal depth with the shortstop shaded just a couple of steps up the middle. Not a breeze here at Tiger Field. First pitch coming in with a game time temperature of 98 degrees. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Cook. Here it is. The ground ball foul toward the Colt 45's dugout. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Here on the left hand hitting Bobo Landoli, the center fielder tonight for the Watsonville Aggies. Now Cook, glove up by his face now, kicks and deals the 1-2. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. That's the way the ball game begins, and that's also the way the 2025 season begins for the Colt 45s. A backward K for Ty Cook. His first strikeout of the year. I'll bring up Micah Cervantes, another left-handed hitter. Far back in the box, a wide stance. Third baseman playing in. Quick swing on this one, fouls it down the third base side. Four strike one. A line drive foul ball toward the Colt 45 bullpen. Now Cook with the new baseball off the first base side. Shakes off Handy a couple times. Shakes him off again. Now nods. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Handy sets up away. On the outside corner. Great pitch there from Cook. No balls and two strikes. Cervantes in a hole now at no balls and two strikes. in this scoreless ball game here at the top of the first. Cook readies now, the first base side. Kicks and deals the 0-2. This is just a bit low and in. Good take there from Cervantes. The third baseman, Andujano, playing nearly even with the bag over there at third base. Here's the 1-2. That one's going to miss low. Evens up the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook readies. Again, off that first base side. Now, kicks and deals. Line shot up the middle toward the center field gap. It's going to be cut off by the center fielder Rogowski in a long single for Micah Cervantes. That's the first hit of the season for the Aggies. I'll bring up Carlos Cruz Mar, the shortstop, batting from that right side. The Colt 45 is looking to turn two on the infield. And also watch the speedy Cervantes over there at first base being held on by Andrew Mora. Ty Cook peering in out of the stretch. Checks the runner at first with a big lead over there at first. Wave that. Swing and a miss for strike one by right-hand hitting Cruz Mar. A huge secondary lead for Cervantes over there at first. Andrew Mora holding him on. The second baseman for 45's Dylan Green shaded a bit up the middle. Quick pickoff attempt to first is not quite in time. Diving back to the backside of the bag with the right hand was Cervantes. No balls and one strike with one out. The third baseman, Mandujano, a couple steps off the rim of the infield grass. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Cook as a chopper foul up the third baseline. Missed it by about a foot and a half. Not quite over that third base bag. No balls and two strikes now. With one gone in this scoreless ball game here in the top of the first inning. Deep in the box, an even stance. Cook checks the runner at first as Cervantes being held on by Mora. Here's the 0-2 delivery with one out. Swing! A foul tipped into the glove of Handy. A couple of strikeouts now for Ty Cook. That's the second out, and that will bring up Cody Hanke, the left fielder. Hartke, my apologies. Couldn't quite read my own handwriting. Digging in from that right side. Now the infield returning to normal depth, but still have that second baseman shaded up the middle to cover second base in case Cervantes decides to make things interesting here as the first pitch was taken for a ball way outside of the zone by Hartke. Quick attempt on over to first base and diving back is Cervantes. Everyone here at Tiger Field thought Cervantes was out by a mile. One ball and no strikes on Hartke. With two gone in the scoreless ball game. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Cook. Cervantes going, throw down by Handy to second base. Out by a... My apologies, not out by a mile. Dropping the ball. And Cervantes diving in head first. The throw beat him by about 2 feet. He wasn't really even fully into his head first slide yet. But the tag being applied by the second baseman, Dylan Green, just a little too much spin on it. Andy with a rocket of an arm. We saw it in warm-ups. Just saw it there again. Just with the sun, how it is as well. It's kind of hard to just read that baseball. Now a one ball, one strike count with two gone runner at second. Strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Scoreless ball game, but the first run of the ball game in scoring position now after Cervantes stole second base. Unfortunately for the Colt 45s, Dylan Green just couldn't quite handle it cleanly. Now the 1-2 pitch from Cook. Out of the stretch, glove of the belt. Checks the runner again. Now kicks and deals the 1-2. Just off the outside corner. Evens up the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Cook. a deep breath. Right arm dangling with the ball in it off that first base side of the rubber. Now comes Set, glove at the belt. Tex Cervantes back at second. The 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Cook strikes out the side. The Aggies score none but strand one. We're scoreless after the top of the first inning. We had two, the bottom half of the first. The scoreless ballgame with Colt 45 is coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, 1100 Beach Street in Reading. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. They are a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Colt baseball, the first triple-digit day of the summer, which is now cooled off as shadows have started to cover the field. As Joseph Kelton has concluded his warm-up tosses, and we'll get a throwdown from the catcher Benjamin Tucker before Trahan Rogowski will saunter up to the plate for Trahan Rogowski. He's an outfielder from Rockland, California, and Folsom College. He's got a .450 on base percentage, sitting at .511. Throws right, bats right. In 39 games, he hit .293 with 24 RBIs and 22 walks. He was five of eight in the stolen base department. See what he can do here for the first batter for the Colt 45s in this 2025 campaign. In the top of the first inning, it was Ty Cook striking out the side with just one runner, a little bit of traffic on the bases. The shortstop and third baseman playing Rogowski to pull. Plenty of room up the middle. The first pitch is up and away to Rogowski for ball one. Tucker nearly having to come out of his squat to retrieve that. It goes all the way to the backstop. The home plate umpire will handle it. As Keldson will go for a little walk around the mound, take a bit of a breather, get those jitters out. Off the first base side for the right-hander. Peering over his glove. Outfield at normal depth. The center fielder shades a bit up the middle. First pitch comes inside. It's going to plunk Rogowski. And he will take first base on the hit-by-pitch. They'll bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, the shortstop for the Colt 45s. Digging in from that right side, Mark Anthony Carroll, a shortstop out of Fresno, California, Reedley Junior College. A lot of Reedley guys on this roster. Reedley, of course, the college where Josh Allen went. Bending at the knee is Keldon. Peering in, checks run at first. About three steps off the bag of it at first is Rogowski being held on by the first baseman. Showing bunt there, but pulling back was Carroll. Thinking about the back pick was Benjamin Tucker. catcher, but it's now one ball and no strikes on the 45's shortstop. Large lead over there at first. The second baseman shaded up the middle. The 1-0 out of the stretch. Rogowski being held on. Quick attempt on over to first base. Not in time. Diving back with the right hand is Rogowski. Mora on deck. Tonight's first baseman for the Colt 45s. Jackson Parmenter holding on Rogowski at first. The 1-0 delivery to the right hand hitting Carroll catches the inside corner for a called strike one. One ball, one strike here in this scoreless ball game. One on and nobody out. An even stance up in the box for Carroll. Waves the wood back and forth. Bending at the knee is Keldon. Now comes set off that first base side. A 1-1 showing bunt. Ducking out of the way is Carroll. Two balls and one strike now. Now with some adjustments here with the sleeves is Keldon as he climbs back up from the back of the mound. Glove tucked up by his shoulder on his side. Arm dangling in front of him. The righty gets a sign, checks a runner at first. Now comes set. Shadows covering all of the field except for right field. Quick attempt on over to first base. Nabbed at first is Carroll. Got him right on the side. And that is the first out as Rogowski is erased on the 1-3 pickoff. Unfortunate there for the Colt 45s. Two balls and one strike as the infield returns to normal depth, not looking for a bunt now. It's a 50-50 call as the lights now come on here at Tiger Field. Out of the windup now, Keldon gets a sign, first base side, comes set, now winds and deals the 2-1. Fastball right at the belt, even up the count at two balls and two strikes. With one gone and nobody on, the infield just a couple of steps back. Bob Anderson shouting some encouragement there over by the third base coach's box. Keldon working slow tonight. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Keldon off the first base side. Fastball up and away. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Like something off speed there. I don't know if it was necessarily a fastball. Might have been a changeup. Now Keldon peering in still. Open stance from Mark Anthony Carroll, the shortstop. The payoff delivery with one out, nobody on. Breaking ball, ring him up. Strike three called on the inside corner. Carroll with a double take, the home plate umpire there, but he'll walk back to the dugout. He's gone looking. I'll bring up Andrew Mora. For the Colt 45s, the first baseman tonight, sporting that number 24 for Andrew Mora. Of course, Griffith Fenn, one of the offensive standouts last season for the Colt 45s. Mora taking over those number 24 wearing responsibilities. Another player out of Reedley College, left 6'4", and 195 digging in from that left hand batter's box. In 42 games, he batted .331 with 12 extra base hits, 9 doubles, a triple, a couple of home runs to go along with that. 36 RBIs, 29 walks. He takes a first pitch called strike there. He also struck out 22 times and had a .451 on base percentage. Solid stat from the first baseman. Deep in the box, even stance is the 0-1 delivery from the righty Keldon, who winds and deals the 0-1. There's a half-hearted swing over the mound of the leaping pitcher. Keldon charging as a shortstop, bobbles it, and safe at first is Andrew Mora. Infield hit there, a tough play all around. Lots of spin on that baseball. It went over the head of the pitcher, who was leaping up off the mound. Couldn't get to it. The shortstop and second baseman. That was the shortstop Cruz Marr, along with the second baseman Micah Cervantes, both showcasing their speed. couldn't quite get to it cleanly. Neither one really had a great angle on it, but it was the shortstop, Cruz Mar, calling off the second baseman. Tried to make a play on it, had to barehand it due to the time constraint, but beating it out easily after the ball spun out of the hand of Cruz Mar was Mr. Andrew Mora, as McGuire Smith will step up to the plate now. It's a first pitch ball. A little bit low. One ball, no strikes. The infield at regular depth. The infield shaded a couple of steps toward right, playing the left-hand hitter a bit to pull. Out of the stretch is Joseph Kelsen. Checks around at first. Now kicks and deals a 1-0. A line shot to third baseman. Dives for it on a hop. Pops up. Throws across the diamond and picked over there at first. A fantastic play by the third baseman, Noah Pang. It was a line shot. Handled it on a hop. And that is why they call it the hot corner, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go, Noah Pang, with a great play. And McGuire Smith is retired 5-3. Colt 45 is threatened, but they do not score. We're scoreless after one as we had two at the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're a five-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award for Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Again, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And Alec Ortiz. Ty Cook winds and deals. Fastball catching the bottom of the zone, called strike one. Fisher on deck. Parmenter, the first baseman, digging in from that right side. An even stance up in the box. Cook winds and deals the 0-1. Fastball just off the plate. Low and away. One ball and one strike. Parmenter waves the wood. The infield, playing him a bit to full. The outfield, a couple of steps shaded toward left. The 1-1. Check swing didn't bite on it. Misses inside. Two balls and one strike now. The left side of that infield, just a couple of steps to pull for the right-hand hitting Parmenter. Now the 2-1 delivery from the righty. Cook catches the inside corner right at the knee. Two balls and two strikes. Painting the black there was the righty Ty Cook as he readies now off that first base side. Now kicks and deals the 2-2. This is up for ball three. I pitch up and away. Now a full count. Nobody out, nobody on. And this scoreless ball game to pay off delivery from Cook. Swing and a miss. That is out number one and the fourth strikeout for Ty Cook. Something we saw a lot last year. Ty Cook on the season last year had 55 strikeouts. And we're getting a little taste of last season already. He's got four on the night. Now William Fisher, the right fielder, steps into the box in even stance. Slightly open. The first pitch from Cook. Draws a check swing appeal to first. Didn't go on it. One ball and no strikes here in this top of the second inning. a scoreless ball game here between the Colt 45s and the Watsonville Aggies. Here's the 1-0 from Cook. Fastball right down Broadway, even up the count. One ball and one strike. The infield playing straight up the outfield as well. Cook gets a sign off that first base side. Now winds and deals the 1-1. Swing. And a miss for strike two as a half-hearted swing. Fisher went around on it. He'll step out of the box now and take a practice hack. Now steps back into the box. One ball, two strikes. Cook kicks and deals. Breaking ball just off the plate. Couldn't quite get it on the corner there. Two balls and two strikes now. With one gone. Cook. The 2-2. Swing! And a miss! Handy fires it on around the horn. That is the fifth strikeout for Ty Cook tonight. He'll bring up Alec Ortiz, the designated hitter. Open stance on that right side. First pitch misses just a bit inside for ball one. Ortiz rocking some bright pink batting gloves with some bright pink tape on the bat. Cook deals the 1-0. That one catches the corner. One ball and one strike. As Ortiz gets a sign from his third base coach. Now steps back into the box. Again, a wide open stance from the right-hand hitting designated hitter Cook with a sign. Now winds and deals the 1-1 with two outs and nobody on. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike on the righty. Now Cook, the 2-1. Fastball, Allen catches the top of the zone on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Here in this top of the second inning of a scoreless ball game. Opening night here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook winds and deals a 2-2. There's a chopper toward the first baseman. Mora will handle it and flip to Cook on the bag. Looks like he might have twisted his ankle a little bit there as he is going to jog off the field. Hopefully he's all right. We head to the bottom of the second inning. The Aggies go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. They're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Again, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of Redding, Colt 45, saying thanks for listening. It's great to have you with us. We're here in this bottom of the second inning. The Watsonville Aggies facing off against your Colt 45s. due up for the Colt 45s is Dylan Green, John Handy, and Dom DeCanio. Dylan Green, the second baseman for the Colt 45s. In 40 games at Folsom College, he hit .291 with 4 home runs and 21 RBIs. He also had 6 stolen bases. 6 foot 190, digging in from that right side with the wide stance. Waves the wood as the first pitch from Teldson. Kicks away from the catcher for ball one. Dylan Green, who had to handle that throw from John Handy, the catcher tonight for the Colt 45s, on the Micah Cervantes stolen base. Just a rocket of a throw. Kicked off the heel of his glove, kind of spun around in it. So next pitch misses up and away for ball two. And also with the sun just peeking enough over the tree line that he's partially in the sun, partially in the shade, just really tough to see that. Ended up allowing Cervantes to get the stolen base after the throw beat him by a wide margin, but Cervantes getting away with the stolen base. Now a 3-0 count on Dylan Green. As he watches the first three pitches from Kelson miss up and away. Hitters count for Dylan Green. A great last name if I do say so myself, although he is missing an E from the end of it. Here's a 3-0. That one's at the belt. 3 balls and 1 strike. Very similar last names for me and Dylan Green. Just one letter difference. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Keldon. That one's going to catch the knee. Green thought he had a free 90 feet. Now the count fills to 3 balls and 2 strikes and jawing from the crowd here. A little bit of lively verbosity from the crowd. Here's the payoff delivery from Keldson. The infield playing the pole. That one misses way up and away. And Green works a walk. A free pass issued by Joseph Keldson. As John Handy will step up to the plate. John Handy, a catcher out of Roseville, California, and Folsom College, 6-0, 185. In 16 games, he batted .143 with a couple of doubles and 8 walks. He had a .351 on base percentage. It's only in 16 games. See what he can showcase here for the 2025 campaign here at Tiger Field in the wonderful Redding, California. Here's the first pitch out of the stretch. Runner going, but and retreats back. So that's called strike one. Little hesitation swing there from Handy. Tried to hold up, ended up going all the way around. It was a very quick pitch there from the righty Keldson out of the stretch with the runner on. Over there at first is Dylan Green with the sliding glove, the oven mitt on, being held on by the first baseman Parmenter, diving back with the right hand there after the pickoff attempt from Keldson in plenty of time. Now Keldson peering in. Gets his sign from Tucker, checks the run at first, comes set. The 0-1 delivery with nobody out. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. This one's fouled back for the parking lot on a line shot. Just missing the netting that extends toward the third base dugout to protect the crowd from such line drives as that. No balls and 2 strikes now on John Handy. The infield at double play depth, playing Handy just a bit to pull. The third baseman about 3 or 4 steps off the line at third. Looking for two on the infield. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Keldson. It's a breaking ball, and this is low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dom DeCanio, the right fielder, on deck for the Colt 45s. Green takes his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman, Parmenter. The second baseman for the Aggies, Savarta, shaded up the middle. Quick pickoff to the first, diving back in plenty of time, is Green. One ball and two strikes still on Handy, tonight's backstop for the 45s. Taps the plate with his bat. Now ready is just Keldson. Checks the runner. Now comes set off that first base side. Here's the 1-2 delivery to the right hand. Hitting Handy, fouled off the catcher and back to the screen. John Handy stays alive. A new baseball for Kelton as the catcher's going to do a little landscaping there behind the dish to shake off that foul ball. Went right off of his glove and mask. It's a little too much contact for his liking. He now gets back into his crouch behind home plate as Kelton gets a sign. A moderate lead over there at first, just two or three steps off the bag, is Dylan Green, the second baseman. He got on via the walk. This one's hitting the air toward right center field. Right fielder giving chase for the track. We'll have it. And a loud out from John Handy as Green will rechase his steps back to first base. Handy gives it a ride but stays in the park. That is the first out of the inning. Remaining at first base is Green as Dom DeCaneo, the right fielder, will step up to the plate. Rocking the long black socks. Digging in from that right side. Kelton still pitching out of the stretch, and the infield still looking for two. Now with one gone in this scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the second. First pitch misses just a bit low. Four ball one. One ball and no strikes. The center fielder, Landoli, for the Aggies, shaded a few steps toward that left center gap. Trying to play no doubles. For the right hand hitting DeCaneo. The pitch catches the outside corner. Called strike one. One ball and one strike. On the right hand hitting DeCaneo. Out of Reedley College. Another Reedley College product. He's one of about 9 or 10 on the roster this year for the 2025 campaign. The 1-1 delivery from Kelton. Little chin music dodging back out of the way was DeCaneo. Two balls and one strike. Leaning back on that one. It's a fastball up and in on him. As Kelton recollects himself. Peers into this catcher. That's Benjamin Tucker. He sets up in. Now the 2-1 delivery, runner going. Foul ball off the plate. A great read by DeCaneo, knowing where that pitch was going to be. Decided to swing on it with the runner going. After Dylan Green did not get a fantastic jump there, very possible would have been a 50-50 shot at getting that bag. That stolen base bag, rather. And DeCaneo deciding to swing on it. Two balls, two strikes with one gone. Green takes his lead from first. Kelton checks him back at first. Now the 2-2. As Kelton kicks. This is way upstairs to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. The third full count for Kelton on the night. We'll go for a little walk around the hill. So home plate umpire will dust off the plate to give the catcher a little bit of time after knocking his mask off when jumping out of the crouch to keep that baseball from going all the way back to the screen. Now Kelton peering in, dealing with that ball by him. Now brings the glove up by his head, comes set. Quick attempt on over to first base. Diving back with the right hand. Barely getting in there was Dylan Green. The Aggie dugout thought they had a second out. Three balls, two strikes with one gone, and a scoreless ball game here on opening night from Taggerfield in Redding, California. Bottom of the second. Here's the payoff. Delivery from Kelton with the runner going is a foul ball. Umpire says it went off the foot of the batter. And to say lack of elation from the crowd after that call would be an understatement. As Kelton will get a new baseball now and will reset things here. Runner still on first. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Kelton goes for a little walk around the backside of the hill. Back in the box is Dom DiCanio. Here's the payoff delivery. Swung on, fouled off the catcher again, and we continue the battle here. Three balls and two strikes in what's turned out to be about a 10-pitch battle. DiCanio will readjust his batting gloves a bit. Now readies, gets a sign, comes at first base side. Payoff pitch, runner going, swing and a miss. Strike two into second base with the uncontested stolen base is Dylan Green. DiCanio strikes out swinging though for the second strikeout for Joseph Kelton. Runner on second with two gone in this scoreless ball game. Tyler Zanizer now for the Colt 45s, getting his first AB of the year. Isaac Mandujano on deck. Zanizer, the left fielder tonight. Wide open stance from that right side. Swing and a miss. Tardy on that pitch as the fastball was blown by him. Kelton is still pitching out of the stretch. Checks the runner at second. The infield shift to the pole. Here's the 0-1. On the outside corner, right at the belt. Called strike two. Zanizer quickly in an 0-2 hole. Colt 45s. A runner in scoring position for the first time this year. Trying to capitalize on it. No balls and two strikes. Kelton checks the runner at second. Two gone here in this scoreless ball game. Bottom of the second, the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss to Colt 45s. Strand one, they threaten, but do not score as we head to top of the third inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They are a five-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Sports1460.com. It's great to have you with us. Ty Cook, still out there tonight, starting pitcher. Top of the third inning, we're scoreless. Noah Pang up to bat. It's a huge cut and miss for strike one. Noah Pang had that great play just a couple of innings ago on the line shot from McGuire Smith in the bottom half of the first. Handled it on a hop as he fouls this one out of play toward the parking lot and off of a car. Fan almost made a play on it. No balls and two strikes on the third baseman. Just a fantastic play. Diving to his right, handling the line shot on a hop, popping back up and making a throw across the diamond. The 0-2 to chopper up the first baseline, but foul. The count remains no balls and two strikes on Noah Pang. Pang, Tucker, and then the top of the order, Landoli, do up to face off against the right-hand throwing Ty Cook for the Colt 45s. Infield at regular depth. Pang rocking the black socks up high. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses. Ring him up. Strike three called. Caught the bottom of the zone. Pang thought it was ball one, and I did as well. One more strikeout for Ty Cook on the night. He's got a total of six. I'll bring up the nine-hitter Benjamin Tucker for the Watsonville Aggies. Cook out of the windup delivers with one out. It's fouled back to the screen for strike one. The catcher Benjamin Tucker getting his first try at the righty Ty Cook. Through two and a third innings thus far tonight, has six strikeouts and has only allowed one hit. This is the 0-1 pitch from Cook. A fastball right down Broadway for strike two. No balls and two strikes with one gone and nobody on. And this scoreless top of the third. Here's the 0-2 delivery from Cook. Fastball misses just a hair low. Trying to catch that bottom of the zone. One ball and two strikes with one gone. Infield playing at regular depth. The outfield shaded a couple of steps to pull. Fastball misses in on the hands of Tucker. Two balls and two strikes. Waving the wood back and forth. Even stance from that right side is Tucker. Cook, the 2-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Ty Cook as the top of the order in Bobo Landoli. The center fielder will step up to the plate, digging in from that left side. And tonight's beer batter, which if he strikes out, that is $1 off beer. Just another reason to come out to Tiger Field in Redding, California. This one's fouled out of play for strike one. All sorts of discounts on all sorts of food and merchandise. No balls and one strike. Cook with a new baseball. Fing over his glove. Now winds and deals. Just a bit low and in. One ball and one strike. On the left hand hitting Landoli. Now Cook off the first base side, winds and deals, 1-1. Waved at, got a piece of it, got it into the glove of the catcher. One ball and two strikes now. Landoli readies, waves the bat back and forth as Cook, glove up by his face, shakes it off his catcher a couple times. Now winds and deals the 1-2 delivery with nobody out, nobody on. Hit in the air. Just a little blooper back behind shortstop running out. Tries to backhand it, but goes off his glove. Caroms to the left fielder, backing him up. That's Zanizer in left. Mark Anthony Carroll drifting back with it. Couldn't quite handle it cleanly. Tried to backhand it. Didn't really have a good angle on it. Ended up twisting over his shoulder, and Landoli is aboard on the single. Might be ruled an E6, but for right now, call it a single. It's a tough blooper. Lots of corkscrew spin on it. Ended up just kicking off the heel of his glove. Two gone. Runner on first being held on by Alex Mora. First pitch grounded right toward the second baseman. It's going to flip to the shortstop on the bag in time for the force. As Cervantes grounds it to a fielder's choice. We're scoreless after 2.5 as we had two the bottom of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. Their 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green. It's great to have you with us here on Veterans Appreciation Night, where we honor veterans, as well as opening night here for the Redding Colt 45s, beginning the 2025 campaign. Leading things off is Isaac Mandujano, the third baseman tonight. But the Colt 45 is digging in from that right side. Even stance waving the bat back and forth. The top of the order in Trahan Wigowski. Also due up along with Mark Anthony Carroll, the shortstop. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike one on Mandujano here. And the scoreless bottom of the third inning for the Colt 45s. No balls and one strike on the right-hand hitter. Keldon winds and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball dropped by the catcher, called strike two. Beautiful bender right in there, inside on the inner half. Third baseman playing the right-hand hitter just a little bit to pull, along with the outfield, shaded a bit toward left. The 0-2 delivery from the righty Keldson with no outs and nobody on. This is upstairs for ball one. One ball and two strikes. A closed stance from the right-hand hitting Mandujano. It's the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Mandujano down a swinging. That will bring up the top of the order in Trahan Rogowski. out of Rocklin, California. Patrolling center field tonight. One out, nobody on here in this scoreless bottom of the third. He'll step into the box on that right side. He reached first base on a hit-by-pitch his last time up. Here's the pitch from Kelton. Is a fastball just a bit wide for ball one. 1-0 count. The outfield still shaded a bit toward left. There's the 1-0 from Keldon off that first base side. Breaking ball right at the knee. Tough take there from Rogowski. One ball and one strike. Temperature dropping a bit here at Tiger Field with little to no breeze, but turning into a cool Redding night. So we drop down from triple digits. Now stepping off the rubber is Kelton. Him and his catcher seemed like they couldn't quite agree on what pitch to throw. Now they'll recoup. Kelton now winds and deals the 1-1. Breaking ball. This is upstairs again. 2-1 now. Kelton goes for a little walk. He's going to adjust his sleeves a bit. Now Pearson get a sign. 2 balls and 1 strike. The left side of the infield, a couple steps back as well. The 2-1 delivery. The fastball on the inner half, right at the belt. 2-2. With one out, nobody on. Here in the scoreless bottom of the third on opening night here in Redding, California, Tiger Field. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Keldon. He shakes off his catcher now a couple of times. Now him and Tucker finally agree. First base side of the rubber winds and deals the 2-2. Fastball off the plate. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stepping out of the box is Rogowski. He's going to do some recuperating himself. Now steps back in. Wide stance for the right hand hitting Rogowski. The payoff delivery with one out, nobody on. Breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. We'll do it one more time. As Rogowski, a little bit frustrated with himself there, couldn't quite get the timing right on it. Was just a bit off on it. Ended up fouling back to the screen and spoiling the pitch. Now he'll step back into the box as Kelton climbs back up the hill off that first base side. Glove up by his face, peering over it, between the brim, the tip of his glove, peering into this catcher. Tucker. Now readies. Winds and deals the payoff pitch with one out. The fastball at the bottom of the zone. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Rogowski gone a looking. That is the second out. Great pitch there from Kelton. The bottom of the zone's been getting those 50-50 strike calls all night long, and Kelton there used it to his advantage. That is his second strikeout of the inning and his fourth on, my apologies, his fifth on the night. Trying to match Ty Cook, because Ty Cook has 7. Here's the first pitch to the right hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Takes the first pitch for a called ball, misses the bottom of the zone. It's a 1-0 delivery from Kelton. Out of the windup with nobody on, here it is. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Tucker. 1-1. As Carroll steps back in. An open stance on that right side, right on right matchup here. On deck is Andrew Moore, the first baseman, left-hand hitter for the Colt 45s. Here's a 1-1 delivery. Just off the plate, outside. A heater there from Kelton, didn't quite catch the corner. Two and one, with two gone. Kelton picks and deals a 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Got him on a nasty breaking ball. Started looking like it was going to be in on his hands. He was going to be able to push it the other way or pull it down the line. Ended up just dropping way out of his bat path and just looked a little bit tardy on it. The 2-2 delivery from Kelton. See, ready is now getting a sign from Tucker. Sets up away. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Kelton struts off the mound as he strikes out the side. Swinging, looking, and swinging. As we're scoreless, as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 11th and Butchery in Reading. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. Very 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on opening night to begin this 2025 campaign. It's the Colt 45s taking on the Watsonville Aggies. We're scoreless after three. We head to the top half of the fourth inning. The Andrew Mora, my apologies, Carlos Cruz Mar, the shortstop, leading things off for the Watsonville Aggies. Cody Hartke and Jackson Parmenter also due up. Ty Cook with seven strikeouts on the night. Now facing off his second time through the order here as Cruz Mar takes a called ball one. Missed low and away. Slightly open stance for Cruz Mar, right-hand hitter. Ty Cook winds and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball misses low and in for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out, nobody on. The outfield shaded just a couple of steps toward left. Infield playing a regular depth. The 2-0. Fastball in the outer half. Called strike one. Here on a wonderful night here at the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California, where the lights have taken full effect. Ty Cook winds and deals a 2-1 delivery. That's going to miss low for ball three. Pretty quiet night tonight for both teams thus far offensively. Under some bluebird skies that have now started to get darker as the sun has set and started to cool off here. 3-1, tied him up. Three balls and two strikes now. A huge swing and a mix from Carlos Cruz Mar, the shortstop for the Watsonville Aggies. Ty Cook has rallied back in this at-bat. Now the payoff delivery with nobody out, nobody on is grounded right back to Cook, who will handle it. And in a foot race to first base, flip it to Andrew Mora on the bag for the out. That was the first out of the fourth inning. 1-3 on the play. opening up Cody Hartke for the Aggies, right-hand hitter, left fielder. He struck out his last time up. A third baseman, a couple steps in. First pitch misses way inside. Leading out of the way was Hartke. One ball and no strikes. On deck is Jackson Parmenter. The outfield still shaded, just a couple of steps toward left field. One ball and one strike. That fastball right down Broadway catches the top of the zone. Beautiful pitch right at the belt on Hartke from Ty Cook. Now the 1-1 delivery from Cook. It's hit. A line shot right toward the left fielder coming in. Goes into a dive and doesn't quite pick it off the ground. It's going to be a long single. The field umpire calling it a single. Looked like it was going to be an out. Tyler Zanizer going into a head-first dive for it. Ended up getting the short hop. Firing it back in. One out. The Colt 45s are looking for two on the infield. First pitch strike to Jackson Parmenter. I'm still in a bit of disbelief after that play. It looked like the left fielder for the Colt 45s, Tyler Zanizer, took it off the top of the grass. The field umpire said short hop into his glove and safe first with the single. Quick pickoff tipped on over to first. Not in time. Diving back with that right hand was Mr. Hartke. No balls in one strike with one out. To the right-hand hitting Parmenter. Runner not going. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove, rather, of the catcher Handy for strike two. No balls and two strikes with one gone. Cook checks the runner at first. Out of the stretch, here's the 0-2. Runner going. Throw by Handy down to second base. Not in time, dodging the tag. On a feet-first pop-up slide was Hartke. Slid into the backside of the second base bag. The tag applied by the second baseman Dylan Green. Not quite in time. Had to find the runner after receiving the throw from Handy. Handy's throw went to the third base side of the bag. One ball and two strikes now after that pitch was taken for a ball. Here's a 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Parmenter is fouled back to the screen. And we'll do it again. Cook with a new baseball. Rubs it up a bit. Now back up on the hill. Peers in at his catcher Handy. Ball dangling past his belt. Glove tucked up by his side right at the belt. Out of the windup, glove at the belt, now comes set, first base side. Check the runner, second, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball, just a bit off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. John Handy, the catcher, framing that one as best he could, held it there for a while before the call came in. Two balls and two strikes. Cook hunting for his 8th strikeout. Now readies, comes set, checks the runner at second. The 2-2 delivery. Fouled back to the screen. Off the screen. Spirals into the crowd, and a great heads-up play from one of the fans out there in the crowd. Great catch there by a fan. Caromed off the netting. Then curved back right at the fan. Now Cook with a sign. Comes set. The 2-2 delivery after checking the runner. The fastball misses low and away. It will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ty Cook takes a quick breather, now climbs back up the hill off that first base side. Here's in it handy. Infield shaded just a bit to Folt. Now, ump calls. My apologies, Grant's time, rather, to Parmenter. My apologies, I thought the home plate umpire was calling time himself. Ended up granting it to the batter, Parmenter. 3-2-1. Scoreless here in the top of the fourth inning. Cook peers in. Now comes set. The payoff delivery as he checks the runner back at second. Here's the payoff pitch. This is low, and he's going to walk Parmenter. We'll put two runners on for the first time tonight. For either team, it'll be William Fisher, the right fielder. Fisher struck out swinging his last time up. That was in the top of the second inning. As the pitching coach is going to come out to the mound. Have a quick little conference here with Cook as we get some action up in the Colt 45's bullpen. Runners on first and second. Started with a ground out to the pitcher and then a single that was a couple inches short of being a great diving catch by Tyler Zanizer out there in left field. And a stolen base and a walk later, here we are. Runners on first and second with one gone. The silver lining for the Colt 45s would be that there is a double play in order with the walk being issued. A double play that was no longer in order after the stolen base from Harkey. So Ty Cook still just a ground ball away from getting out of the jam. Still in a scoreless ball game. A little too much traffic on the bases for head coach Bob Anderson's liking. Infield shifted a bit to pull the third baseman, Mandujano, even with the bag at third. Mora not holding the runner on at first, playing behind the runner. The infield, middle infield, shifted just a bit to pull on the right-hand hitting Fisher. First pitch from Cook, swing and a miss for strike one. Got him to chase one. Down and in. No balls and one strike. With one gone here in this scoreless ball game. Here's the pitch. Out of the stretch from Cook. He checks lead runner back in second. Quick. Whoa, and a bluff back to second base. Was originally, looked like he was called out, but then the ball popped out of the glove of the second baseman. And now, the runner for the Aggies, that's Cody Harkey, was confused with the umpire because the umpire started the out motion and then called safe. Harkey was already on his way back to the dugout after the out call, didn't see the safe motion by the umpire. And then after Cook got the ball back, tossed it to the second baseman. It was about three or four steps to the right field side of the second base bag, and then put the tag on Harkey, the runner. Now Harkey's called out, and the head coach of the Watsonville Aggies a little upset and frustrated with how that just went down, so he's having a talk with the field umpire now. So the new situation is runner on first, two outs, as the head coach getting a little bit more animated with his hand motions here, talking to the field umpire. No balls and one strike. Runner on first. The Colt 45's defense still not holding on the runner. Just looking to get out of the jam. And talk about a wild series of events right there for the Colt 45's. Ty Cook originally wasn't going to throw over. He was just checking the runner. But then the second baseman, Dylan Green, charged towards second base, realized the runner at second, Cody Harkey, was caught sleeping a bit, received the throw from Cook, and then it bobbled out of his glove after he put the tag on the runner, so the runner would have been called safe, but the field umpire had already called out and then changed his motion about three quarters of the way through calling out, changing it to safe. The runner for the Aggies, Cody Hartke, had his back turned and started walking back toward the dugout. Now, the two field umpires and the home plate umpire are having a little conference, and they certify that the runner is out at second base. It's a wild series of events here. And as we return back to our normal activities now, the second out is called. It's a no balls and one strike count on the right-hand hitting William Fisher, the right fielder. He struck out swinging his last time up. Now, Andrew Mora holding on the runner at first after the pickoff attempt. That pitch from Cook misses to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Mora holding on. Parmenter at first after the walk. Cook still out of the stretch. The 1-1 delivery. It's a breaking ball on inside corner at the knees. Called strike two. Now Fisher's going to go for a little walk outside the box. Recalibrate himself. Take a couple practice swings. Now taps the plate with his bat. Open stance in the right hand hitting Fisher. Runner takes his lead at first. That's Parmenter being held on by Mora. Cook. Glove of the belt. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Check swing. Doesn't matter. On the outside corner. Ring him up. Mr. Fisher, are you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks. I'm just looking. We're halfway through our ball game here in a scoreless game between the Aggies and your Reading Colt 45s. Next game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They are a five-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green, it's great to have you with us as Joseph Kelton concludes his warm-up tosses here as we begin this bottom half of the fourth inning. Due up for the Colt 45s is Andrew Mora, McGuire Smith, and Dylan Green. Facing off against Kelton. As Kelton facing the heart of the order in his second time through the lineup. A little over halfway through our ballgame now on opening night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Kelton's first pitch to the left end hitting. Mora is outside for ball one. Kelton back up on the hill, peering in at his catcher. Benjamin Tucker. Now ready, he winds and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball right at the knees. One ball and one strike. On deck is the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. Mora, his last time up, singled. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Kelton. Fastball right at the knees. Looked a little bit low, but something that's been consistently called all night long by the home plate umpire. One ball and two strikes now. On the Colt 45's first baseman. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Keldon. Breaking ball. This is outside. 2-2 now. In this scoreless bottom of the fourth. Kelton gets a sign. Setting up away. This catcher swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. As Kelton adds to his collection of Ks. That is his seventh. Getting closer and closer to Ty Cook. Now McGuire Smith, who grounded out to the third baseman his last time up. It was that line shot right toward Noah Pang, who dove to his right on a hop, got the short hop, popped back up, and made a quick throw across the diamond to nab McGuire Smith. Smith takes a breaking ball on the outside corner called strike one. No balls and one strike. On deck is Dylan Green, who walked and stole a base his last time up. It's the 0-1 delivery from the righty, Keldon. Breaking ball misses away. To even it up at one ball and one strike. Keldon peering in at Tucker. Tucker now sets up low and in. The 1-1 delivery from Keldon. This is low in the dirt. For ball two. Two and one. Kelton with a sign. One out, nobody on, in the scoreless bottom of the fourth, a 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two, got him to chase a fastball up. McGuire Smith had 38 RBIs last year with the Colt 45s. The team leader in that statistical category. Looking to crack open the offense here. Keldon. The righty kicks and deals the 2-2 with one out. The breaking ball, swing, and a miss. She foul tipped it right into the glove of the catcher who held on to it. That was Benjamin Tucker. Back-to-back Ks, and we have ourselves a pitcher's duel as Dylan Green will saunter up to the plate. The last seven batters have struck out for the Colt 45. Joseph Keldon getting his best stuff out there. His first pitch. It's a ground ball right toward the first baseman. He bobbles it, stays fair, kicks into foul territory. What a line shot there. Looked like it was going to head foul. It went off the glove of the first baseman, Jackson Parmenter. It was cutting away from him. Down the right field line. He was about two or three steps in front of the rim of the outfield grass. Moved his glove to his left. Kicked off the heel of his glove, short hopping it. Tried to corral it. Ended up going into foul territory toward the first base coach's box. And then the pitcher, Joseph Keldon, was covering first. Ducking out of the way of the throw was Dylan Green as he made his way up the first baseline. Which he scored a single, given how fast that was hit. Our first pitch from Keldon to the right-hand hitting John Handy misses away for ball one. Green being held on by Parmenter over there at first base. A couple wild series of events with getting base runners on tonight for both teams respectively. The right hand hitting John Handy readies and was a fastball miss upstairs and a little bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two gone. It's scoreless bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45 is trying to spark some offense. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Breaking ball. Almost drew a back pick, but Green retreated back to first base in plenty of time. John Handy working the count to three balls and no strikes. Keldzen now pairing in, pitching out of the stretch. Infield shifted a bit to pole on the right hand hitting John Handy, the 3-0 on the outer half right at the knees. Three balls and one strike. Keldzen all night long, when he's needed to, has been able to throw strikes and really dot it into the zone. And he's pitched fantastic out of the stretch. That is with runners on. Three balls and one strike. Keldzen comes set off that first base side. Now kicks and deals 3-1. Runner not going. Fastball just off the plate outside. That will move everyone up 90 feet after the free pass issued to John Handy. That will bring up Dom DeCaneo, as Adam Reyes will be the courtesy runner for the catcher, John Handy. Runners on first and second for the right-hand hitting Dom DeCaneo. From Fresno, California, and Wrigley College. Rocking the black socks up high with the white tops, yellow sleeves underneath, and the white bottoms. Infield shifted to pole. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. First pitch from Keldzen is a fastball on the inner half. Called strike one. No balls and one strike. The infield playing behind the runners. Not being held on at first is Adam Reyes, the courtesy runner for John Handy. The 0-1 delivery. It's a chopper toward the third baseman. He charges, gloves, throws off balance toward first. Dropped at first base. Trying to pick it there was Parmenter, but just a rush throw from the third baseman. DeCaneo is safe first on the E3. Dropping it with the first baseman Parmenter. Now the bases are loaded with two outs for Tyler Zanizer, the left fielder, who struck out swinging his last time up. And the pitching coach for, my apologies, the head coach for the Aggies, Ken Nakagawa, is going to head out to the mound and have a little meeting with his infield. Talk things over, see how they want to play this year as they get some action up in their bullpen. Looks to be number 27, Dominic Hernandez. Now the home plate umpire will go out to break it up a little bit.
47, you know what you gotta do, buddy.
Colt 45s have a chance to break this scoreless ball game wide open with the bases loaded. They have ducks on the pond looking to get some meat on the table. Bases juice for Tyler Zanizer. After a couple of strikeouts and then Dylan Green's fortunate single, a walk, and then an E3. Bases loaded with two outs in this scoreless bottom of the fourth. Keldzen comes set, kicks and deals. Fastball misses low and away for ball one. One out count. Fastball in the inner half. Yeah, One ball and one strike now with two gone and the bases loaded. Kelton gets a sign. Now comes set, the 1-1 delivery. It's a breaking ball. Grounded right back at the pitcher who corrals it. Kelton flips it to first in time with Parmenter on the bag. And Kelton gets out of the jam. The 45 is threatened, but they do not score. They leave him loaded as we're still scoreless as we head to the top of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in Reading. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their families. They're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Alec Ortiz due up along with Noah Pang, Benjamin Tucker, a trio of Aggies, facing off against the right-hand throwing Ty Cook here in this scoreless top of the fifth inning. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here for opening night of the Reading Colt 45's. First pitch on the inner half, called strike one at the knees. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Cook. Bounces it in there, handled by Handy. One ball and one strike. A wide open stance from the right hand hitting Alec Ortiz, tonight's designated hitter for the Watsonville Aggies. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball bounces that one in there as well. 2-1 now. Ty Cook. With the second full time through the lineup. It's a 2-1. That one misses low. Three balls and one strike. Trying to get Ortiz to chase. What started out as a triple-digit evening is now descended into a 90-degree. Beautiful night for baseball as this one's a line shot right toward the center fielder. Rogowski, who will trot in for it and squeeze it for the out. A solid contact there from Alec Ortiz, but nothing to show for it as he shoots back to the dugout. That is out number one, as Noah Pang will saunter to the plate, playing the hot corner tonight for the Watsonville Aggies. Wide open stance, but knees barely bent, basically standing up as he watches the fastball in the inner half called strike one. Cook trying to work quick. Now back to that first base side. Peering in over his glove at Handy, the catcher. Now the 0-1. On the inner half again, right at the knees. Pang in a little bit of disbelief, asking the home plate umpire how that caught part of the zone. No balls and two strikes. Quickly an 0-2 hole here for Pang. Now with a wider stance, the 0-2 from Cook. A line shot down the left field line, headed toward the corner. It's going to be fair. Right toward the 320 mark. Quickly played back in toward the cutoff man. Throw into second base is not going to be in time. And a double for Noah Pang. That is just the third hit. My apologies. The fourth hit for the Watsonville Aggies. I'll bring up the catcher Benjamin Tucker. That was the first extra base hit from the Watsonville Aggies, allowed by Ty Cook. Dancing off the bag now, over there at second base, is Noah Pang, the third baseman. Cook checks him back. It's the first pitch. The right hand hitting Tucker. Check swing didn't go. Missed up and away. Four. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. With one out. Cook checks the runner at second. Now kicks and deals a 1-0. So it's fouled out of play over the Aggie dugout down the first base side. One ball and one strike. With one gone in a scoreless ball game. But a runner on second for the Aggies. That is Noah Pang in scoring position. Here's the 1-1 with one out from the righty. Cook, breaking ball. Way out in front on that one was Tucker. Four, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Tried to hold up and check swing on it, but just ended up going around. The 1-2 delivery from Cook as he peers in at Handy. Now comes set. Checks the runner. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Foul back to the screen. Cam's off of it, but one of the kids unable to make a play on it. Just out of reach. Just a tad. Too short. Count remains. One ball and two strikes. With one out. Runner on second. The infield playing straight up. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. For the right hand hitting, Benjamin Tucker, tonight's backstop for the Watsonville Aggies. Here in this scoreless top of the sixth inning, Cook. Here's a Handy time called now. As Tucker will step out of the box. Take a couple practice swings. Now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. Even stance. Waves the bat back and forth. Just his batting helmet now readies. As Cook peers in at Handy, his catcher. Comes set off that first base side, glove of the belt, kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing! And a miss! The catcher, John Handy, picked it, was showing it to the ump like, hey, I didn't, this did not hit the ground. This was not fouled or anything. He's able to hold on to it. That is out number two. And another strikeout from Ty Cook. We'll bring up the top of the order in Bobo Landoli. Left-hand hitter. He is struck out looking and singled tonight. He was picked off at first base. His last time up. My apologies. It was a fielder's choice that erased him. Swing and a miss. Peeled down to the field umpire. He went around. That is strike one. The ball is one strike to the left-hand hitting Landoli, the center fielder for the Aggies. Runner on second. The 0-1. Just a bit outside. One ball and one strike. Here at Tiger Field in the historic Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Honoring all veterans tonight. Here on this opening day of the 2025 campaign, the 1-1 delivery from Ty Cook is a breaking ball on the inner half. called strike two. Home plate umpire almost gave him the strike three call. Realized it was strike two. Went to ring him up and then realized part of the way through. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Ty Cook gave up that double. He's one strike away from getting out of the jam. Cook off the first base side. Comes set. Checks the runner. The 1-2 delivery. The line shot into left field for a base hit. Left fielder charging in around third. Here's the throw home. It's going to be in plenty of time. Nabbed at the plate. No relay from the left fielder, Zanizer. And you can hear from the crowd's reaction. This game is still scoreless. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jeff Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Jeff Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're a five-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% of the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Great outfield assist from the left fielder, Tyler Zanizer, to end things, making up for that line shot that he couldn't quite corral. Ended up getting out on the short hop, and it was a single for Cody Hartke. Now it'll be Isaac Mandujano, the third baseman for the Colt 45s, facing off against Joseph Keldzen here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Just a bit over halfway through our ball game, through four and a half, still scoreless. First pitch of the ball. Now the 1-0 delivery from Kelton is fouled off the plate, stays fair, goes right in front of the pitcher who corrals it, throws down to first. A few hard hit balls, but they've always caromed off of a player or a base, it seems like, tonight. As Mandujano is retired. As Sam the Bat Boy gets a round of applause from the crowd here. 1-3 on the play. Mandujano is retired. Bring up the top of the order, Trajan Rogowski, the center fielder, who was hit by a pitch and struck out looking tonight. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. As Kelton kicks and deals off that first base side. This is low for ball one. Out of the windup now with nobody on. Kelton escaping that bases-loaded jam last inning. He's handled a couple of ground balls right back to his position tonight. A 1-0 is a breaking ball, catches the top of the zone to even up the count. At one ball and one strike. With one gone here in this scoreless bottom of the fifth. This one's fouled out of play over the Aggies dugout down the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Tilton with a new baseball. Justice leaves. Now ready again as Rogalski will step back into the box. Out of the windup, the 1-2 delivery with nobody on and the infield playing just a bit to pull with plenty of room up the middle for the right hand hitting Rogalski. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, check swing. Going to say he went around on it. Rogalski, a couple of words for the home plate umpire, but he'll head back to the dugout as Kelton will add to his strikeout total. He's got a slew of Ks on the night with a total of 9. Now Mark Anthony Carroll, wide open stance on that right side, stepping into the box. Here's the first pitch. Two gone is fouled up and out of play toward the parking lot for strike one. Mark Anthony Carroll with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Two gone here in this bottom of the fifth. Off the first base side. Should the inning continue, Andrew Mora is on deck. The 0-1 from Kelton. This is low. 1-1. The right hand hitting shortstop for the 45s tonight. Searching for his first hit of the 2025 campaign here in his third at-bat on the year. The 1-1 delivery from Keldon. This is low. 2-1. This bottom of the sixth. Now Keldon kicks and deals a 2-1. Right in there at the knees. Called strike two. Reared back and threw him some high octane. Two and two with two gone and nobody on. The infield shifted the pole. The outfield shifted a bit toward left. The 2-2 delivery in the scoreless bottom of the fifth. Kelton throws it in the dirt to fill the count. Took 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelton's going to do some landscaping on that front slope of the mound. Make sure his landing spot's all good. Looks like got a little slide step action there and might have lost his footing a bit. Trying to draw, swing and a miss here and head back to the dugout for the top of the sixth. The payoff pitch with two out and nobody on. Foul tipped. Off the mask of the catcher, rather. He gives a nod to the umpire, let him know he's okay. Home plate umpire is going to take a second to allow pitcher Benjamin Tucker just to shake it off a bit. And we'll do it again. Infield shifted the pole along with the outfield shaded toward left. Payoff delivery with 2 outs to the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll, the shortstop tonight for the Colt 45s. The payoff pitch from Kelton. The line shot over the leaping second baseman in the right field for a base hit. Epic battle there. The second baseman, Cervantes, moving to his left, leapt for it. It was about half a foot beyond his reach and in the right field for a base hit, where Fisher played it back in, and now Andrew Mora up to the plate. With two gone in this bottom of the fifth. Runner on first now. That's Carroll. Might be looking to run here. Out of the stretches, Kelton off that first base side. Checks the runner back. Runner not going. First pitch taken upstairs for ball one. Carroll being held on by Parmenter over there at first base. Kelton. Glove at the belt. Bent down, peering in at his pitcher. Now comes set. 1-0. to Chopper up the third baseline, staying fair, third baseman charging, unable to make a play on it, going all the way past second base is Carroll, ended up losing his footing, he tried to stop, but just feet getting swept out from underneath him, and a throw by the third baseman Pang, who was originally not going to have a play on it, through to second base, and the tag was applied to Carroll, and the side is retired as we head to the top of the sixth here. Still scoreless tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tag Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Colton Sewell on in relief out of Bandon, Oregon, and Feather River College for the Colt 45s. Ty Cook goes six innings of four-hit, no-run baseball. He walked one and struck out eight. He'll get the no decision. Sewell will get the sixth inning. Right hand sidewinder. Facing off against the left hand hitting Micah Cervantes. Colton Sewell, an 0-0 record and 13 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 9 appearances under his belt with Feather River Junior College and a 7.90 ERA, fielding a first pitch strike there to Cervantes, left-hand hitter. Handy sets up away. That's exactly where that pitch is. Just a tad away from the left-hand hitting Cervantes. 5 walks and 15 strikeouts for the 6'2", 220 sidewinding right-hander. Now the 1-1 delivery to the Aggies' second baseman is way inside for ball two. The 2-1 pitch off the first base side is on the outside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes coming set off the first base side. This is way in for ball three. Full count with nobody out, nobody on. Sewell facing off against left-hand hitting Cervantes, who's singled and reached on a fielder's choice as this one's fouled back toward the crowd right at the screen. Count stays at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Come set. Pitch from Sewell, poked at and foul over the Colt 45's dugout on the third base side, just waving at it. Count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sewell, bending at the belt. Now comes set. First base sidewinds and deals the payoff pitch. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Cervantes just looking for out number one in the first strikeout for Sewell. We'll bring up Carlos Cruz Mar. He's struck out and grounded out to the pitcher tonight. Right on right matchup here. Open stance from the right-hand hitter. Sewell comes set. Kicks and deals. Misses up and away for ball one. One-oh. Grounded up the first baseline. Diving for it is the first baseman, Mora. Couldn't get to it. It's going to go toward the right field corner where it's quickly played back by the right fielder to hold the runner at first. That's Decania with the quick playback in. It's only 3-10 down the line, but he got over in foul territory to cut it off quickly. Tossed it back in, and that held Carlos Cruz Mar to a long single. The first baseman Mora throwing everything he had at it, but unfortunately about 3 or 4 feet beyond his reach. Now out of the stretch is Colton Sewell, who's taken over the pitching duties for Ty Cook, who went six. First pitch to the right-hand hitting Cody Hartke. Misses inside for ball one. The infield looking for a twin killing. Shaded up the middle. Mora holding the runner on at first. Second pitch from Sewell misses away for ball two. Sewell peering in. Checks the runner at first. 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Here's a pitch from Sewell. Misses up and away for ball three. Handy with a couple of motions just to calm down his pitcher. Sewell's going to go for a little stroll on that backside of the mound. Now back up on the hill. Bending at the belt. Gets the signs from his catcher Handy, who sets up in the 3-0. Misses inside, and that's a 4-pitch walk issued to Hartke. I'll put runners at first and second with one out. Double play still in order. The Colt 45 is now going to have to watch for the bunt from Jackson Parmenter, who has struck out and walked tonight. The first baseman tonight. Infield still looking for two. They've shifted Parmenter just a bit to pull. Sewell bending at the belt. Gets a sign. Now comes set. Pitch. Catches the plate for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Moran no longer holding on the runner at first. The infield shifted to pull. The outfield playing straight up, the 0-1, fouled back to the screen for strike two. Colton Sewell bouncing back here after the 4-pitch free pass issued to the previous batter. That's Cody Hartke. He's on first. Then Carlos Cruz Mar with that single. He's on second. Now the 0-2 delivery from Sewell as he comes set. The right-hand hitting Parmenter. The 0-2. Misses wide, goes all the way to the backstop, and both runners will advance. Sewell just, that sidewinding delivery just held onto it just a bit too long. One ball and two strikes. Both runners advance 90 feet on the wild pitch. One ball and two strikes is Sewell takes a deep breath, now peers down, glove at the belt. Colt 45's infield now plays in, looking to gun down the runner at home. The 1-2, the chopper toward the third baseman. Charges, throws home. Tag applied by Handy, in time! Another runner thrown out by the Colt 45's defense. And now the runner never went down to first base. The first baseman, Mora, was calling for the ball, but Colt 45 didn't want to risk throwing down there. I'm not sure which infielder had the ball. I think it was Handy that actually had the ball. Didn't want to throw down to first base. So, fielder's choice, rather, what would have been likely an infield single, they went home on it. That erased the runner, Carlos Cruz Mar. Reaching on the fielder's choice was Parmenter. That'll bring up William Fisher. Up to third base is Cody Hartke. As we stay scoreless here in this top of the sixth inning, some wild baseball being played tonight. It was the third baseman, Mandujano, charging it, staying in fair territory with the ball. It was about 3 inches from heading foul and raising up some chalk. Was able to charge it, glove one-handed, throw to Handy, who was on the foul territory side of the third baseline. Applied the tag to Carlos Cruz Mar, who was headed down from third base as the runner. And then never running down to first base was the hitter, Jackson Parmenter. And then the Colt 45's first baseman, Andrew Mora, was jumping up and down, calling for the ball. Handy didn't give it up, not wanting to risk a throw down. And then the runner on third, which was Cody Hartke at that point, could have made a break for home. And suddenly, it's no longer a scoreless ball game. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting Fisher is called strike one on the inner half. My apologies, it is a pinch hitter for William Fisher, number 11, the right fielder who takes a called strike to Chase Aron. Taking over those right fielder duties. Now an 0-2 count with two gone here in this top of the sixth inning. Runners at the corners. The 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The side is retired. Sewell gets out of the jam as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. We're somehow still scoreless. Tonight's game is sponsored by Jasper Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. They are a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Niagara Field in Redding, California. We've had a slew of wild innings thus far tonight, and the last one probably the most wild with the runner being gunned down at home. And now we're in the bottom of the sixth inning, still scoreless in what's been a pitcher's duel for the Colt 45s. They turned it over to the bullpen. Colton Sewell getting out of the jam for the Watsonville Aggies. Their starting pitcher, Joseph Kelton, still out there for this sixth inning, as McGuire Smith, who's 0-2 tonight with a ground out to third and a strikeout swinging, little step into the box on that left side.
45.
Scoreless bottom of the sixth. Here's the first pitch from the righty Kelton. Misses wide. Trickles all the way to the backstop. 4-1.
And let's hear it again for Gatwood
tonight. 1-0 count with nobody out, nobody on in this scoreless ball game. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Kelton. Ground ball toward the first baseman, Parmenter. It's going to go all the way past him. A wide turn to first base is Smith. A right fielder over to relay the throw into second base is not going to be in time. And McGuire Smith has himself a leadoff double, his first hit of the season. The first baseman Parmenter couldn't handle it, trickled into right field where Chase Orange was able to play it back, but not quite in time for McGuire Smith to not get a double. The leadoff man is aboard and in scoring position for the Colt 45s. McGuire Smith, one of six returners this season. Now Dylan Green will step up to the plate. He's walked in single tonight. He's gotten on base both times. The only Colt 45 to do so. Watches a fastball float in there. Called strike one on the outer half. Third baseman playing in on the corner. Just on the rim of the infield grass, the 0-1 delivery. Misses low and in. 1-1 on the Colt 45 second baseman with some action out there in the bullpen for the Aggies. It's William Fisher, a sidewinding lefty. Here's the 1-1 from Kelton. Breaking ball, grounded foul up the third base side. To move the count to 1-2. Bob Anderson shouting some words of encouragement with a little step-by-step direction for the right hand hitting Dylan Green. Telling him to stay back on it. 1-2. Kelton gets a sign from his catcher Tucker. Now comes set, checks the runner McGuire Smith at second base. The 1-2 delivery, breaking ball, just off the plate outside. Good take there from Dylan Green. Evens up the count at 2-2. Kelton has gotten out of a few jams tonight already. They're allowing a leadoff double, trying to get an out here. Hunting for his 10th strikeout of the night. The 2-2 delivery with Smith on second. The 2-2 to the right end hitting Green. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Dylan Green has been the toughest out for Joseph Kelton tonight. As I said, getting on base twice. Every other Colt 45 is either 1-2 or 0-2. Dylan Green, one of only two Colt 45s who has not struck out tonight also. The 2-2 delivery from Kelton, glove at the belt, off the first base side out of the stretch. Smith at second in the scoreless bottom of the sixth. Kelton checks the runner. The 2-2, breaking ball, hit in the air towards center. It's going to stay in the park, routine fly ball. Smith not tagging. The relay in is much too quick, and Green is retired on the flyout to the center fielder, Bobo Landoli, who took a couple of steps to his right, settled underneath it, and relays it back in to hold Smith at second base. And now John Handy will step into the box. He's flown out and walked tonight. He's the only other Colt 45 to not strike out. Stepping into that box on that right side. Kelton peers in. Now readies. Tucker gives him a sign, takes the runner. Fastball swing and a miss. Tardy on that pitch was John Handy for strike one. No balls and one strike. Runner on second. That's McGuire Smith in scoring position for the Colt 45s. They've yet to scratch a run across. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball misses in. 1-1. Colt 45s have stranded a total of 5 on base. Looking to not add to that total here in this bottom of the 6th inning. Scoreless ball game here on opening night. A night where we're honoring veterans. John Handy, wide open stance from that right side. The 1-1 delivery from Kelton. Sky high, should be playable. Foul territory. The right fielder Arden toward the light post. Doesn't quite make the catch. As the long strike two for John Handy. And everyone will return to their spaces and places. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. The right fielder, Chase Arend, who came into the game for William Fisher, converging along with the first baseman, Parmenter, but it landed in no man's land out there in foul territory. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Infield shifted back. Runner on second, that's McGuire Smith. He led off the inning with a double as the breeze has picked up, blowing left to right field now. The 1-2 delivery from the righty Kelton. Foul tipped. Ricocheted. I believe it was off the catcher. Off his mask. He'll take a breather. And the count remains 1 ball and 2 strikes. Only one gone in this scoreless bottom of the 6th. It was a broken bat, which is what it sounded like, but with the headphones I have on, can't quite tell. Wasn't sure if it went off the catcher or not. We've had about 4 or 5 foul balls off of the catcher tonight. Kind of assumed that's what it was, but it was in on the hand, splintered the wood a bit. And folks, that's just a reminder, this is a wooden bat league. We're not using metal around here. Some real lumber for these college kids. That was some new wood. John Handy will step back into the box. See readies with a new piece of lumber. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. McGuire Smith on second base. Plenty of room up the middle. Kelton gets his sign from the catcher Tucker after he shakes him off a couple of times. Now the umpire calling time after Kelton shakes off his catcher about 4 times. Home plate umpire telling him to hurry it up. We got a game to play. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Wide open stance for the right hand hitting Handy. Kelton readies. Checks the runner at second. The 1-2 pitch. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Diving for it. Pops up. Throws to first. In time for the out. Noah Pang with another great play. 5-3. And John Handy is retired. Pang also had that great diving play to his right in the first inning. That was a line shot from McGuire Smith. Handled it on the short hop. There's a lightning fast reflex. Again, that's why they call it the hot corner. Now two gone after the leadoff double from McGuire Smith. Dom DeCaneo, the right fielder, will step up to the plate. He struck out swinging and has reached on an error. wide open stance, rocking the knee-high black socks, watches a fastball, catch the inside half for a called strike one. No balls and one strike here in this bottom of the sixth. Now stepping out of the box, recalibrating a bit, is Decanio. Now steps back in. No balls and one strikes. No balls and one strike with two out. And McGuire Smith on second base. The 0-1 delivery from Kelton. Check swing in the dirt. Handled by the catcher Tucker. Kept it in front of him. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Here in this bottom of the sixth, we're still scoreless. McGuire Smith led off the inning with a double, hoping not to be stranded out there on the bottom of the sixth. A 1-1 is a fastball right down Broadway that caught the bottom of the zone. Decanio looking at it all the way. One ball and two strikes now. Kelson, one strike away from getting out of the jam and escaping the leadoff double dilemma. 1-2, two out. The right hand hitting Decanio. Now the 1-2 pitch from Kelton. Breaking ball just a bit inside. Decanio taking that pitch all the way as well. Decanio out of Reedley College in Fresno, California, working a 2-2 count. With two gone, McGuire Smith with a moderate lead over there at second base, being held on by the second baseman, Micah Cervantes. The 2-2 from Kelton, foul tipped, catcher dropped it, couldn't quite hold on to it. See, he's a little frustrated with himself. Goes in and out of his glove. And in and out of his glove is about the story of the night. We've had about four in and out of their glove moments, from stolen throws down to fielders on stolen bases to even plays out there in the field. Just a couple of miscues all around the board. With some weird wind and some weird corkscrew action on those baseballs. Two balls, two strikes. We're scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. Two gone. The 2-2 pitch from Kelton. Breaking ball. Foul. Out of play. Count remains. Two balls and two strikes. In what seemed like a marathon of the bottom of a sixth inning, Colt 45 is trying to scratch one across. Just can't seem to put the ball in play. Both teams tonight very quiet offensively. Colt 45's only have three hits on the night. There's only been five for the Aggies. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Kelton escapes the jam. After the leadoff double, we're scoreless after six as we head to the top of the seventh. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited Shasta Pain Center. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Buffalo fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a Friday night, opening night edition of Colton 45's baseball. The Redding Colton 45's taking on the Watsonville Aggies for a nice little weekend series. Three games here, all starting at 7:15 p.m. A reminder to bring your family on out to the ballparks for some fun here at the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. That first pitch went all the way back to the screen for ball one on Alec Ortiz, the designated hitter. He fouls this one. One ball and one strike on the Aggies' designated hitter. 7, 8, and 9 due up. That's Ortiz, Pang, and Tucker for the Aggies. Facing off against Colton Sewell in his second inning of work. There's the 1-1. Grounded toward the third baseman, Manuhano charging. Throws across the diamond to Mora on the bag in time. Isaac Manuhano with a great play, making it look routine. 5-3, Ortiz is retired. I'll bring up Noah Pang, who doubled his last time up. Digging in from the right side. He's having a little chat with the home plate umpire. He's going to dust off home plate real quick. Get a little break in the action. Now ready is Sewell, getting at the belt. Comes set. Infield playing a bit to pull on the right-hand hitter. This one's laced on a line shot toward the first baseman. Moore, who flips it to Sewell in the foot race on the bag in time. A great play. It was breaking down and away from the first baseman for the Colt 45s, Andrew Mora. Played it on a hop, moving to his right. Kept his body in front of it and then flipped it to the pitcher, Colt Sewell, in time on the bag. That will bring up Benjamin Tucker, who struck out twice tonight. 50% of his way to a golden sombrero with a duo of strikeouts. Both swinging. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The infield playing straight up. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike. Wide open stance for the righty. And strike two, way out in front of that. Looked like he was looking for something not off speed, but fooled him with what looked like a changeup or sinker. Quickly in an 0-2 hole is Benjamin Tucker. Backstop for the Watsonville Aggies. The 0-2 pitch, just a bit outside. Evens up the count at one ball and two strikes. Didn't quite catch the corner. Now Sewell bending at the belt, glove tucked up by his chin. Now comes set off the first base side. The 1-2. Swing! And a miss. The third strikeout for Sewell as we head to the bottom of the seventh. This time to stretch here. We're still scoreless at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. Again, that's 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Thank you. Hello, fans, and welcome back to
Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief is number three, Cameron Miramontes. Following up Keldson's six-inning performance of no-run ball. Miramontes facing off against the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanizer. First pitch misses wide for ball one. The southpaw, Miramontes, left on right matchup here. The infield shifted just a bit to hole on that left side. The third baseman shortstop. Now 2-0 on Zanizer. The lefty Miramontes kicks and deals the 2-0. Draws a swing and miss for strike one. Two balls and one strike for the sidewinding southpaw. Nobody out, nobody on in this scoreless bottom of the seventh. That one misses low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. There's the 3-1 delivery from the lefty Miramontes. Breaking ball misses upstairs. And the leadoff man is aboard for the second inning in a row. Zanizer gets the free pass. We'll bring up Isaac Manduhano, who had the great play in the last half inning, moving to his left to retire. Alec Ortiz is the designated hitter for the Aggies. Isaac Manduhano has struck out swinging and grounded back to the pitcher tonight. In this bottom of the seventh inning, we're scoreless, but the leadoff man is aboard. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. There's a ground ball to the hole over there at shortstop. Moving to his right was a shortstop. Throws it to second base. It's going to carry him into right field. A wide turn to third is going to hold up there as it's played back quickly to hold the runners at the corners. The shortstop, Carlos Cruz Mar, on the back end of the 5-6 hole, threw it off balance toward the second baseman. It went to the center field side, the outfield side of second base, and the second baseman Cervantes could not get a handle on it. So Manduhano safe at first on the infield hit, but moving up to third on the E6 is Zanizer. Runs at the corners, gonna be out. Quick attempt, pickoff attempt on over to first, caught sleeping on the deceptive pickoff attempt is Manduhano. And man, that was a deceptive pickoff attempt by the lefty. Started his motion in the sense of coming set off that first base side and then just a quick all-arm action move on over to first. Diving back with the right hand was Manduhano, but not even close. Now the Aggies bring the infield in. Comes foul out of play. The top of the order in Trehan Rogowski. Up. That's strike one on him, the right-hand hitter. We're still scoreless here in this bottom of the seventh, but the first run of the ball game is 90 feet away. Wide open stance for Rogowski. Right on left matchup here. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The 0-1. Breaking ball up and away. 1-1. With one out after that pickoff attempt from Miramontes, who is on in relief of Joseph Keldson, who went six innings of no-run ball. A 1-1 delivery from the southpaw with the infield in on the rim of the infield grass. It's a chopper toward the third baseman, but it's headed foul for strike two.
Thank you.
Out of southpaw, doing a little landscaping on that rubber.
One ball, two strikes. The infield still playing in. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the southpaw to the right hand. Hitting Rogowski. Breaking ball. Hit in the air toward left. Toward the pole. Foul. Looked like it was going to stay fair, but then started cutting left and staying alive is Rogowski fighting off that inside pitch. But a really long foul ball. Had the fans on the edge of their seats here, rising up out of them. One ball, two strikes, one out. The Aggies have the infield in. Looking to gun down the runner at home, following suit of what the Colt 45s have done twice tonight to keep this ball game scoreless. One ball, two strikes to the right-hand hitting Rogowski. Struck out twice and then hit by a pitch tonight. The 1-2 delivery from the southpaw near Montes. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Cervantes diving for it. He's going to go to first and get the easy out. And coming in to score is Tyler Zanizer. And the Colts 45s have their first lead of 2025. It's 1-0. Rogowski gets the run across. Cervantes diving through his right up the middle. Great play to keep it in the infield. The Colt 45's on the board now as Mark Anthony Carroll just struck out twice. And had that slippery base running mistake a couple innings ago where he was gunned down by the third baseman overrunning second base. Takes the first pitch ball outside the zone. Takes another pitch outside the zone. Two balls and no strikes, nobody on with two gone. Sidewinder delivers upstairs. For ball three. 3-0. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter. Carroll. The 3-0, fastball in the outer half. Called strike one, great pitch there from Miramontes to get an easy strike one. 3-1 with two gone. The outfield standing a bit toward left. The 3-1 delivery from the southpaw Miramontes to ground ball up the middle. Cervantes diving for it. Can't quite handle it. Safe at first. With the infield single is Carroll. And now Andrew Mora will step up to the plate. Colt 45's finally scratching some offense across. They've made a lot more contact this inning, facing off against the sidewinding lefty. Now Carroll has to be careful and not follow in the footsteps of Manduhano, who was picked off at first on the deceptive pickoff attempt from Cameron Miramontes. So left-hand hitting Andrew Mora to the plate now. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Pitches a breaking ball, misses low for ball one. It's the bottom of the seventh now. The Reading Colt 45s up by a score of 1-0. A 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. The tall first baseman out of Lemoore, California. Quick move on over to first base, not in time. Back standing up was Carroll. Andrew Mora standing at 6'4", 195 in that left-hand batter's box. Deep in the box, a very compact stance, the 1-0 delivery from the southpaw Miramontes catches no part of the zone. Even the catcher in a little bit of disbelief looked back at the umpire, a little confused. Two balls and no strikes. Here on opening night for the Reading Colt 45s here at Tiger Field in Reading, California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM as this one's playable to center field for Bobo Landoli. He will squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired.
The Colt 45s score one. They're up by a score of 1-0 as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. We're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Leading things off for the Watsonville Aggies is going to be Bobo Landoli, who's singled and struck out looking tonight. First pitch from sidewinding right-hander Colton Sewell is wide of the plate for ball one. Landoli with a couple of routine outs made as he lines this one up the third baseline, but foul. Slaps foul the other way to hit up the count at one ball and one strike. On the leadoff man, the top of the order. A left-hand hitting Landoli. As this one's a chopper toward the shortstop, who plays it on a couple of hops, throws to the first baseman Mora on the bag in time. 6-3 putout is out, number one. Great play by the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, handling that chopper. Waited on the good hop, and then toss it on over to Andrew Mora in time for the out. Here in this top of the eighth inning, Colt 45 now up by a score of 1-0. Sewell pitching with the lead. He'll qualify for the win should this game stay how it is. First pitch misses low for ball one to the left-hand hitting Micah Cervantes. Single, a strikeout, and a fielder's choice is on his resume for today. The third baseman, Mandujano, playing even with the bag at third. One ball and one strike on the left-hand hitter. Deep in the box, the 1-1 from Sewell. It's a little flare toward right field. Playable for right fielder Cicano charging in. He'll squeeze it for out number two. Now Carlos Cruz Mar, the shortstop, will step up to the plate. He's singled, grounded out, and struck out swinging tonight. He'll step up to the plate, tap the plate a couple times with his bat, right-hand hitter, open stance. Sewell comes set and delivers way outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Line shot over the dugout of the Aggies to even it up at one ball and one strike. Two outs and nobody on. Now Sewell, first base side comes set. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew by him, high octane. Caught him off balance there as the Colt 45s have some activity up in their bullpen for the ninth inning.
Now the 1-2 pitch from Sewell. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman charging, and we'll flip the first. Tamura on the bag in time. Great play by Dylan Green, moving to his left. And the side is retired. Aggies go 1-2-3. Cole 45's up by a score of 1-0. Tonight's opening day baseball game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health. They also have an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I don't want to be your downtime. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase. Do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It is great to have you with us on a Friday night opening night edition of Cole 45's Baseball here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Miramontes back out there for this bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a line shot in the left field for a base hit. McGuire Smith going the other way with it. A little slap shot. Pokes it into the left field for the base hit. That will bring up Dylan Green, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a walk and a stolen base. McGuire Smith will get a pinch runner, Adam Reyes. Over there at first base, being held on by Parmenter. Dylan Green, a wide stance from that right side. Miramontes checks the runner at first. Pickoff attempt on over to first. Back standing up is Reyes. And the home plate umpire is going to call a balk on Miramontes, and a 390 feet awarded to Reyes. Now a runner in scoring position. Adam Reyes coming into the game and drawing a balk from Miramontes. And now Miramontes just got tossed. Looked like he was jawing a bit with the home plate umpire, upset at the call. Again, a southpaw, so the moving toward first base is already a little funky. He just got tossed. The Aggies are going to have to bring in a relief pitcher, and to allow the relief pitcher to warm up, Miramontes tosses the ball back to the mound. His night's done after getting tossed, and wow, first game of the 2025 campaign, and we already have some fireworks, folks. So now we'll get a relief pitcher. We're going to cut the break to allow the new pitcher to warm up. So we'll be right back after this word from tonight's sponsor of the game, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I said that's
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. So just a recap, the bot called after the leadoff single now led to Jackson Parmenter moving over from first base to pitcher, facing off against Dylan Green. After the bot was called, Cameron Miramontes, just a little bit of jawing with the home plate umpire. He turned around and said something underneath his breath that apparently the home plate umpire heard a little bit too loudly, and he immediately tossed him. As I said, some fireworks here on this opening night. So for all you kids at home taking notes on what a balk is, basically if a pitcher begins their motion toward home plate and then changes direction, the umpire can call a balk, and a 390 feet is awarded to the runners on. So, especially for a lefty, something you got to be careful of. But very subjective call from home plate umpires. But the Colt 45s are happy with the call, as now they have a runner in scoring position. An insurance run should he score. Dylan Green facing off against the right-hand throwing Jackson Parmenter after Miramontes goes an inning plus. Parmenter set to close out this eighth inning. Dancing off the bag at second base is Reyes, who drew the balk in the first place over at first. Here's the first pitch from Parmenter. Wide of the plate, goes all the way to the backstop, and Reyes will take third base. A 1-0 count. Dylan Green now a 1-0 count. A wild pitch from Parmenter. Nobody out. The Aggies draw the infield in. The 1-0 delivery from the righty Parmenter. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The Aggies, last time they had the infield in, is how the Colt 45 scored their run across. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The 2-0. So, line shot right to the third baseman, went off the infield grass, and the throwing over to first is in time. A great job by the third baseman, Noah Pang, to look the runner back, Adam Reyes, and now one out. Aggies will have to keep the infield in, with only one gone. In this 1-0 ball game, the Colt 45s on top. Here in this bottom of the eighth inning, the last ups for the Colt 45s, as long as they have the lead. They have an arm out there in the bullpen, and due to my eyesight restrictions, as the right-hand hitting John Handy takes a strike on the outer half. Not quite sure who it is, but it's a sidelining righty out there. As soon as I get a name, I'll do my best to see what I can say about him. The 0-1 is a ground ball right to the third baseman again, who looks the runner back, throws on over to first, and now there's two gone after back-to-back 5-3 putouts, and Noah Pang has put on a clinic over there tonight at the hot corner. He's handled about four or five hot shots on some weird hops and just gobbled it up and thrown it across. Great job by Noah Pang tonight. Great to see some great defense here out of Tiger Field. Now here's the right-hand hitting Dom Canio. leans back from that one on the inside corner. My apologies. On the way inside on him, not on the inside corner for ball one. One ball with no strikes. Canio has reached on error and struck out swinging twice tonight. The pitch from Parmenter catches the bottom of the zone. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one. The infield returning to normal depth. Reyes still on third. The 1-1 delivery with two outs. It's a ground ball up the third baseline. Over the bag. Throw out in foul territory by Pang is not in time, but the ball was called foul, and everyone's going to be waved back. Noah Pang doing a great job of getting to that ball. Everyone thought it went over the third base bag. Pang himself wasn't even sure. He had to charge it. He was about 6 feet into foul territory before he could even get a throw off. He's having a little conversation with Bob Anderson now as Adam Reyes standing the bat up for his teammate on home plate. Actually, got it to stay for a second. One ball and two strikes now after that foul ball with two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0. The Colt 45s are up, looking to head to the ninth with the lead or more. A 1-2 delivery from Parmenter, the righty. The 1-2 chopped at the plate and into the Colt 45 dugout. As the count remains, one ball and two strikes on Dom DeCaneo. Now peering in, coming set is Parmenter. Reyes jogging up and down the third base line. 1-2, tied him up inside. I was able to get a piece of it. And the catcher, Benjamin Tucker, could not quite hold on to it as the count remains. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery from Parmenter is low, blocked by the catcher. Reyes will have to hold at third. Originally, Tucker couldn't find it, but then was able to corral it. 2-2 with two gone. For the right-hand hitting Dom DeCaneo. An insurance run is just 90 feet away for the Colt 45s. Two balls and two strikes. Parmenter comes set off the first base side, glove at the belt, the 2-2 pitch. The ground ball up the middle and handled by the shortstop Spence. Throws to first up the first baseline, not in time. Almost a Spence. Sensational play by the shortstop, Steve Marr. Moving to his left up the middle, corralled it. And then 180 threw it on the fly to first, but not in time. Went up the first baseline. But the runner, DeCaneo, had beat the throw anyway, so it'll be an infield single. And now it's 2-0. Colt 45's tack on an insurance run. Now Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate. He's walked, grounded out, and struck out swinging tonight. New first baseman after Parmenter come into the game to pitch over there at first base. Number 19, Aiden Ramirez. No balls and one strike. That's foul tip, the 0-1 delivery from Parmenter. Runner going to throw down to second base. In time! Caught stealing there. Dom DeCaneo nabbed by Benjamin Tucker as we head to the ninth. On in relief will be Nolan Bentley, the right-hand 6-2 pitcher out of Shasta College, but a native of Albuquerque, New Mexico. When we get back, after this, tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, 1100 Beach Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. They're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California, here in this top of the ninth. It's going to be Nolan Bentley on in relief, looking to get the save. He'll face off against Cody Hartke, Aiden Ramirez, and Chase Aron for the Watsonville Aggies. First pitch is a pop-up on the infield. Should be playable sky high. A shortstop for the Colt 45s. Mark Anthony Carroll settled underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. Sky high. It's a home run if you're playing in an elevator shaft. For out number one. Now, Aiden Ramirez will step up to the plate. Unless we're getting a pinch hitter. As the head coach, Ken Nakagawa, is talking things over with the home plate umpire just to see exactly how honest this home plate umpire is being, apparently. Wanted to cover all his bases. As we get a pinch hitter here. Going to be number 19, Aiden Ramirez, batting in the spot of Jackson Parmenter, the new first baseman for the Aggies. Left-hand hitter, infield at normal depth, the third baseman, Mandujano, playing even with the bag over there at third. One out, nobody on. Nolan Bentley, a line shot right to the third baseman. Line out after the pop-out. And two gone here as the Colt 45s are one out away from extending the winning streak to 20 games dating back to last year. It'll be the right-hand hitting Chase Aron, the right fielder, who is getting his first at-bat tonight after taking things over defensively. For William Fisher. Here's the pitch from Bentley. Misses in for ball one. 1-0 with two gone and nobody on. Infield normal depth. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. Misses wide. Two balls and no strikes. Colt 45's trying to begin this season on a high note with a nail-biter of a win after a bunch of goose eggs were thrown up on the board until the 7th and 8th inning. This one's fouled out of play. A line shot toward the parking lot. Four strike one. We're now approaching the 3-hour mark of this ballgame. And what began as a three-digit contest in terms of how hot it was. Everything's cooled off since, but the bats only got hotter as the Colt 45s have a 2-0 advantage. A 2-1 delivery from Bentley is a strike on the outer half. Two balls and two strikes now for the Colt 45s here on Veterans Night. Now Bentley on the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. 1-2-3 go the Aggies. The final time of the game is 2 hours and 59 minutes. We'll be back here tomorrow night. The final score here is 2-0 to Colt 45s. 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 7. For the Aggies, no runs on 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4. We'll be back out here tomorrow night at 7:15. First pitch. The winning pitcher was Colton Sewell. The losing pitcher was Cameron Miramontes. And then getting the save was Nolan Bentley for the Colt 45s. They moved to 1-0 on the year. They continue their 19-game winning streak dating back to last year. They now have won 20 in a row. Tomorrow night is rodeo night. Dress in your rodeo attire to get $1 off tickets. And of course, special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, Phil Churchill, back in the studio, and also David Wiley for helping everything run smoothly tonight, assisting both of us. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45, saying thanks for listening, and drive safely. The final score here from Tiger Field in Reading, California, is the Watsonville Aggies 0, and the Reading Colt 45s 2.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We next focus on USAID. Musk gutted it. He said no one died as a result. Do you agree that no one has died yet as a result of the chainsawing of USAID?
Chainsawing?
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, the question is, has anyone what?
Has anyone in the world died because of what Elon Musk did?
In the world?
Listen,
yes or no, reclaiming my time. If you won't answer, that's a loud answer.
No one has died because of USAID.
The people who have died as a result
of
cutting off the oxygen of a woman in Burma and denying HIV/AIDS treatment to those in Africa. They are dead now at the hands of Elon Musk and his co-conspirators.
Wait a minute. A woman in Burma had her oxygen denied, and she died. And can I have her name? Because I'd like to send her family a gift basket or something, and maybe another government, U.S. government program, so that plumbers in Kansas can pay for oxygen being provided to a woman in Burma who will die without it. And then what was the other one? We got the woman who died in Burma. Oh, yeah, and then one person died of AIDS in Africa, where AIDS has been rampant for decades now. And we got to pay for circumcisions in Africa, too.
And denying HIV/AIDS treatment to those in Africa. They are dead now.
They are dead now. Were they? Well, how many? You can't just say they, cutting off AIDS, HIV/AIDS treatments in Africa. We're very generous people. Oxygen to a woman in Burma. One woman in Burma died because Elon Musk cut off her oxygen. Right? Sure. What did Bill Clinton do to her? What did Anthony Weiner do to her? What did Elon Musk do to her? What did you people, and this is Congressman Brad Sherman, 9 days ago, May 21st, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And Marco Rubio is just befuddled by this insanity that's being pushed by this crazy person, Democrat member of the House. I think pretty much every Democrat member of the House of Representatives is insane or mentally disturbed or deranged or something now. But that's Brad Sherman. And honestly, if I were Marco Rubio, before running across the room and beating the guy up, I think I'd say, can you name the woman in Burma whose oxygen was denied because of a cut to USAID? You seem to have the information readily available, but Brad Sherman is, he's a Democrat member of the House of Representatives.
Has anyone in the world died because of what Elon Musk did?
Yes or no,
reclaiming my time?
No, reclaiming my he doesn't want to hear an answer. He just wants to lie. Maybe he's looking for a job on MS-13. DNC, because these people are out of their ever loving minds. And you know what they do? This is how you fan the flames of the mentally ill who are Democrat voters, registered Democrats, who should all be on the no fly list at this point because the mental illnesses and the violent tendencies. But amazing stuff. We've got another story. You know, Donald Trump was shot through the ear in Butler, Pennsylvania. Another Democrat by a Democrat in a suicide mission, and another Democrat arrested in Florida with a rifle outside the fence line of golf course where President Trump was. Secret Service got him. He was there to assassinate President Trump. They arrested a Democrat outside Brett Kavanaugh's house because you know he was there to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. He's a Democrat, had a gun, extra ammo, magazines, kidnapping tools, burglary tools. Democrat, the Democrat Party, they had a Bernie Sanders volunteer shoot Congressman Steve Scalise and nearly kill him, wanted to murder the entire baseball team of Republicans on the baseball field. No big deal, because those are one-day stories at MS-13 and at CNN. They don't really cover those. But January 6th, you know, a window was broken, and Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed after proudly serving 12 years in the United States Air Force. But pay no attention to that. And there was another Air Force. He was active duty Air Force and a Democrat, and he went to the Israeli embassy and self-immolated, set himself on fire. I've made sure to not commit his name to memory because so many Democrats have committed suicide attacks and have self-immolated in the last couple of years that it's a death cult. honestly. And, you know, the left, Chuck Schumer and the media, they inspire violence and madness on the part of the left. Because, honestly, if Elon Musk were responsible for killing more people than died at Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined in 1945, August 6th and August 9th, and through the end of the year because of radiation, then he'd really be a bad guy. That'd be really bad. That kind of, and the guy, I love the idiot from Harvard on MSDNC who said, the Vietnam War, does anybody remember the Vietnam War? He wasn't sure.
Vietnam War, y'all remember that?
Y'all remember that?
60,000 U.S. service members died. This is five times more deaths.
In 4 or 5 months. That's pretty bad. And those are all well, they're not all Americans, I guess, because we got the woman had her oxygen cut off in Burma. It'll always be Burma to him. I call it Myanmar, racist. But that's me. That's Anand Giridharadas, Giridharadas, and that's and they love him because he says crazy things.
You most likely know it as Myanmar, but it'll always be Burma to me.
There he is. There he is. Now they inspire the violence. They inspire the madness. Again, a million abortions a year. They applaud and celebrate. They have marches and wear T-shirts and make signs and ironically bring the kids to celebrate. It's like bringing the Jews to celebrate the Holocaust. You people are mentally ill. All right, and here we go. More inspiration. The Fox News people today have the headline, U.S. IT specialist. That would be, a United States information technology specialist, arrested after attempting to share classified information with foreign government, the Department of Justice has declared. His name is Nathan Latch. Nathan Latch, L-A-A-T-S-C-H, 28 years old, works at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Said that he would share classified information because he does not, quote, agree or align. He does not agree or align with Trump administration values. So this is a good time to become a treacherous, traitorous, treasonous, a Democrat. He's a registered Democrat. A government employee in Virginia was arrested on Thursday, yesterday, and accused of attempting to share classified information with an officer or agent of a foreign government, the Department of Justice announced. Nathan Latch, a 28-year-old IT specialist employed by the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, it's like the CIA, since 2019, was arrested after the FBI received a tip March of 2025 that someone was willing to provide classified information to a foreign government. Latch was a civilian employee at the DIA's Insider Threat Division. No sense of irony. Turns out he was the insider threat. And he held a top secret security clearance, according to the Department of Justice. That is apparently past tense now. An email to the FBI said that the person, later identified as Latch, didn't agree or align with the values of the Trump administration and would be willing to share classified information that he could access, including completed intelligence products and some unprocessed intelligence as well, and other assorted classified documentation. He should bring him to Joe Biden's garage and put him in front of the Corvette. Latch communicated with an FBI agent whom he believed to be a representative of a foreign government multiple times and would confirm that he was ready to share classified information that he transcribed onto a notepad at his desk, the Department of Justice said. He allegedly exfiltrated the information from his workplace multiple times over a 3-day period in preparation. Pretty good stuff. The FBI set up an operation at a Northern Virginia park where Latch was to deposit classified information for the foreign government to retrieve. According to the Department of Justice, he was observed by the FBI on or around May 1st, May Day, the Communist Party, union celebration, Democrat Party Day, depositing an item at the specified location. It was a thumb drive. Once he left, the Department of Justice said FBI agents retrieved a thumb drive from the area found to contain a message from Latch and multiple typed documents with information portion marked for secret or top secret levels. The message allegedly indicated that he was sharing a decent sample size of classified information to demonstrate the types of things he had access to. On May 7th, after Latch learned that the thumb drive had been retrieved, he allegedly sent a message to the undercover agent appearing to say he was seeking something in exchange for providing the information. Probably not a Tesla. He probably didn't want a Tesla for his work. Wah, wah, wah. The following day, he specified that he was interested in citizenship for your country. So he's illiterate too. Citizenship for your country. That is in quotation marks. Because he didn't expect things in America, quote, to improve in the long term. So he became a traitorous, treasonous Democrat, you know. The Department of Justice said. He also allegedly said he was not opposed to other compensation. No, hey, like, hey, a little something for the effort over here. Maybe a bag of cash, something like that. Some crack, a weekend with Hunter Biden, something real good. Bop, bop, bop. That's, there he is. And he's a Democrat. He lived in Northern Virginia, worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is just across the mighty Potomac River from Ronald Reagan's National Airport in Washington, D.C. I see it out my window from home. Latch was told on May 14th by the FBI agent that the foreign government was ready for additional classified information. So between May 15th and May 27th, he transcribed more classified information and began to remove it from the building by folding the notes and hiding them in his clothing. And that's not all. Isn't that amazing? So on Thursday, Latch arrived at a prearranged location in Northern Virginia, that's yesterday, to drop the information off to the foreign country, the representative of the foreign country. He was arrested once the FBI received the documents. He should probably get the death penalty, I think, the electric chair. What do you think? Get the chair. He should get the chair. His first court appearance is scheduled for Friday, that is today, in the Eastern District of Virginia. I think that's in Alexandria, isn't it? You think the news media will cover that? My God, it's a Democrat. No big deal. That's our Democrat party today, and this is what they're inspiring. And look, if Elon Musk killed more Americans in the last couple of months than were killed at Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined, we might want to score him as a bad guy. The Democrat Party is a danger to civilization itself. They should be banned. Let's start with putting all registered Democrats on the no-fly list.
Hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If you're like most people, you probably have no idea what to get Dad for Father's Day. Well, here's a gift idea you can feel really good about. Cardia Mobile 6L. The world's first FDA-cleared 6-lead personal EKG. It can detect AFib, a leading cause of stroke. Cardia Mobile is the perfect way to get your dad to manage his heart health at home, between doctor's visits. It's small, easy to use, and records right to his phone. He gets 6 views of his heart. That's 6 times the data of any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. Give the gift of peace of mind for the dads in your life or even for yourself. And right now, for a limited time, Cardia is giving 10% off to all my listeners. Just go to Cardia.com. That's Kardia.com or Amazon and use the code 106LPLANT. That's the number 106LPLANTE to get 10% off your Cardia Mobile 6L in time for Father's Day. Sponsored by AliveCore.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. DebtBlue uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtBlue can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtBlue show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Furnished by USO.
Also because of Democrats, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has arrested 14 illegal aliens in Southern California involved in a COVID loan fraud scheme. But it's only $25 million, just $25 million. 14 individuals arrested for illegally defrauding more than $25 million in COVID-19 relief. Small business loans, because, you know, we're very generous people. We're very giving people. Aren't they amazing? And that's perfectly normal. 14 individuals arrested in connection with a vast scheme to fraudulently obtain over $25 million American dollars in COVID-19 relief funds and federally guaranteed small business loans. According to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, why would it be on the hands of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement? Well, there's undoubtedly only one explanation for that, isn't there? That's a fact, Jack. All right, we've got tons and tons of crazy Democrat stuff coming up. They make up a lot of things. They have fertile imaginations. They're not biologically fertile, which is probably best, but we got that. I've got Kamala Harris for you and Pete Buttigieg today. I've got an update, and again, it's Elon Musk's last day as being the head of Doge today, and I've got updates for you on that. I have the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt for you, because questions yesterday about the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, lying to us about Joe Biden's mental acuity and his capabilities while he was president of the United States. We've got some pretty amazing stuff on that. And the Democrats all lying to us. We've got that. They say, oh, no, he's great. He's sharp as a tack. He's never been smarter. Really great stuff. And Jasmine Crockett lying, or maybe she lives in a delusion, which is likely, I think, lightly. But she says Republicans love her on Capitol Hill. Republicans come up to her. I think maybe they're asking her out to dinner or something like that. But maybe they think that she's so bad that she's good for the Republican Party and she doesn't understand what they're saying. Womp, womp, womp. We've got the big, beautiful bill update as well. And, you know, the swamp versus good, right versus wrong, Democrats versus...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.